following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
I was screaming at everybody that we're 2 minutes to showtime, 2 minutes to showtime. And what happens? I forgot, and we brought us in a minute late.
We're right on
time.
There we go. Calm down.
It all works. For those of you who are watching the pre-show broadcast stream from the
Missy Al Network,
the kitchen cam, my mom was wanting to know what she says in the chat room. What is Al building in the kitchen? Al, would you like to explain what you were building?
I was making the bacon while.
That's not a metaphor.
Yeah. Nope, that pig's dead.
Yes, that.
Yeah. While the lovely Miss Cat was making the promised waffles.
That's a true story.
And then Al and I are enjoying our first beverages of the night. These are Bloody Marys, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. What was the question?
Are you on the delayed feed?
Yeah, I am. Just give me a second.
They're lovely.
Okay, but here's what I couldn't answer all day long.
Oh, why did we choose to do this?
Yes.
I've been thinking the same shit. I'm driving back from San Diego yesterday, and he's texting me, what are you supposed to bring? What am I supposed to bring? Where are we? What are we doing? Like, I don't know. I didn't know anything of this.
Yeah, I had like four people. They're like, so why are you making waffles? I'm like, yeah, I don't know, but I know I'm supposed to. I
guess if we could only listen to last week's show to figure out why.
If only there was a way.
I don't think it's online yet.
I don't think it is either. I think I forgot in my haste to get out of town. I had a busy week last week, and then so it never got posted, but it will get.
Oh, and I didn't post any video either because I was fucking around with different editing software.
Oh, at least you were fucking around learning something.
Learning things. Yeah, doing
sure.
Things.
Very busy. Sure, why not?
For those of you watching the video stream, hi, welcome. We got Amina, Drew, Nancy, Tomo, my mom, a bunch of people in the old chat room.
We have a question for Nancy. I don't have Nancy on my list.
Say, is Nancy new?
Is Nancy new?
Nancy, are you new?
Is your last name Drew? And do you do mysteries?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
for those
weird,
of you looking
though.
At the video screen, you'll see in the white t-shirt in the corner, that's Jason Carlton. He's here just because he's bored.
But the often referred to Jason Carlton.
Yeah, right. That's true. Often.
We spent like a whole year talking about how much he slept.
Yes, we did.
Because Carlton was not on board with people sleeping.
No, I wasn't.
Clayton was not on board.
Carlton was very much so. Clayton was not.
Sleep is a wonderful thing.
There were whole shows dedicated to your nap schedule.
That's a true story.
Bitch, you got to get over that. People sleep.
People do. Yeah. So that, and then, of course, Marnie, I don't know. I didn't get a confirmation that she's in town or will show up. So we're hopeful. But at this point, she's not late for Marnie.
I feel like she wasn't here last week, right?
No, she
correct.
Was not.
Because she didn't get an assigned meal.
She did not have
part of the late night brunch thing. Yes. Were we complaining about not being able to find brunch at
did
the right time of day? Because I feel like last week you were looking for brunch.
No, that was after the last show. That was literally 2 days ago.
No, but you were talking. I remember talking about how you were making things at home. Like you were cooking and doing things. And I don't know if that
I
just.
Do that.
We just decided that would be fun. I don't know.
Because there was talk about going to IHOP at some point. I think we were just drunk and hungry.
Oh, the Waffle House. We talked about the Waffle House.
Oh, that is right.
And we were going to go after the show, but we realized that none of us could drive.
Yes. And they're way further away from Central Phoenix. Like,
they're
way up north.
They're kind of far, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to put on headphones?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can hear
you
us.
You can hear us, yeah.
Sure.
But if
it's a lot of fun with the headphones.
Yeah, Drew, he's an amateur. We're not ready. And Bear is here, but we still haven't found out who Nancy is.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, Nancy's new to the chat room. But not new as a listener. Well, welcome.
Is Kenya new to us?
No, it's still Amina from Nairobi.
Stop it. Don't. Amina, at some point.
This is her fourth week.
In about our fourth year of this broadcast, I will figure out.
It was a three-peat last week, and you asked what it would be.
It was a hat trick last week.
It was a hat trick. Yeah.
Oh, what is it this week now that I've done four?
It's a turkey.
No, the turkey's three. Three strikes is a turkey.
It's also four strikes. The turkey just keeps coming up the whole time if you keep pulling the strikes.
The turkey won't fucking stop.
Turkey, turkey, turkey. Oh, there's Ryder.
Hey.
Is it in the oven?
What?
Turkey?
Okay. That turkey? You can only say turkey so many times before I want that fucker to Beetlejuice it here. You know what I mean?
We'll figure it out somehow.
I feel like I'd be on board with that.
Yes.
We do have our turkey, though. Here.
We do.
So, Nancy, where are you from?
Where are you from? New to the chat room, but not new as a listener. Well,
that's
lovely. Well,
someone finally listened to our pleas.
Tell us where you're from, what you're about, how do you self-identify?
Do you like pina coladas?
Do you like making love at midnight?
At the dunes and the Cape. Right. I feel like that one's a tall order. Like, I got to climb a dune near the Cape.
At midnight.
At midnight.
Ring a bell.
And it's, is it raining
in this
story?
Then you want me to take my pants off? Like,
and now I got some kind of ice cold fucking drink in my hand.
I don't know exactly.
Not okay.
It's not okay at all.
Although, strangely, I was in the grocery store the other day.
Which is strange.
In one of my happy grocery store moods, because I love to wander.
Were you looking for Arturo?
Store. Yeah. And out of nowhere, that Pina Colada song came on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is just a fine piece of music. I was like, timeless. Myself. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just going to stick this in this.
Why?
And hope to not inhale it.
Well,
I feel like...
Were you more concerned that you were going to impale your eye on it?
Maybe we should just put the
stick
away.
It was just an epic fail.
You can just throw the fucking thing away. It's a skewer.
I know. Did seem to have several of them.
They're left over from some party.
There is no want of skewers in your kitchen.
No. They were left over from some gathering from the past 15 years in this house somehow. I don't know. But I'm just glad I had olives. Marnie, you have no idea what's really going on here, do you?
None.
Hey,
well, this is the show. Which we do it fair. Once a week.
With Clayton McKee.
sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not. Now, last week, I don't know when you were out on your mission of love and tenderness around the world, did you hear us talk about looking for a Waffle House and how we were missing food
First of
after
all,
the food?
That's assuming that you listened last week.
No, right.
At the very tail end, I did. But no. I wasn't
Were
back
we drunk and rambling about waffles yet?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know what you
well,
were rambling
this
about,
week,
quite frankly, but it was so, I was like, what the hell?
It's happening? Kind of the brunch show, because we have fresh waffles, bacon.
Oh, very nice. I thought I...
Doing a little smell. Bloody, and then we've got makings for mimosas.
No.
In the old fridge.
I didn't. I saw your title, and I thought, what in the hell is he talking about?
And I was trying...
I thought you sent that to the wrong person, I think. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then I just woke up.
Well, because
so
it sounds like a
breakfast
more...
time, actually.
Yeah. Well, it you needed to bring nothing.
Well, apparently. But I could have.
Because I believe we were... I can't remember.
Al, the Nancy. She lives in Timmins, Ontario.
Oh.
And I identify...
As a lesbian. Very good.
Very good.
Oh, nice.
I have been to Timmins,
Very happy Katie Lang to you, too, ma'am.
Katie Lang.
That's right. And we
Wait,
we
do you own...
Katie Lang.
Do you own Anne Murray, too? And I don't mean from the Canadian.
That's and that right. bitch Anne Murray.
The Scotia.
With all their hockey hullabaloo
yes,
and that bitch Anne
bitch
Murray,
too. But I didn't... No, I know Anne Murray is Canadian. Is she also one of the team members?
I don't believe so, no.
No? Just the haircut. Just the haircut.
Back then, I don't think she looked like it.
I don't think she plays
softball.
You know,
I think she needed me.
I think she's just a spokesmodel.
You know what? Back in the day, what happened was I cried a tear. And then she wiped it dry.
Right. And then...
I was confused because of that.
She needed me.
God.
She cleared my fucking mind.
It doesn't take long to get back on board with the show, does it? We're just reciting song lyrics.
Just talk nonsense, and you're fine.
I can have a whole conversation and never leave dialogue for Moonstruck.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Start now.
Yeah. Snap out of it. Old man, you give that dog another piece of my food and I'll kick you till you're dead.
What a great movie.
Another one I'll have to see someday. Here we are starting around the table. Kat Carlson.
Here we are.
What are you doing? What have you been doing?
Not a bunch.
Making waffles.
Making waffles.
Yeah, not a metaphor.
No.
Not a blue one. Not the blue one.
Please,
God, have a cunt cup.
No. No more of that.
Thanks.
No, the kids were away with their father on a vacation, and so...
Did they think it was a vacation, or did just you think it was a vacation?
Well, they were away from me.
Vacation for
Kat. Vacation enough. No, they were out of town. They went to child-friendly towns like Laughlin and Las Vegas.
Child-friendly
towns. Yeah. Oh, we talked about that, too. But they have water, and
it's all coming back to me.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Like a bad Celine Dion.
Good work, Celine. That's a good Celine Dion song.
That is.
It's going to be stuck in my head for a week now.
Completely,
Yeah, so I scooped up every shift that I possibly could while the kids were gone, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon kind of did the same, so we spent the week being completely oppositely scheduled. And...
Okay.
Which, I mean, is okay. I think I said goodbye to her at some point on Monday and said hello to her on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's good. That is truly a vacation.
I did that. I did a lot of work, and then we decided on Sunday that we wanted some brunch, but I couldn't be bothered to get out of bed until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So then I'm like, I need a brunch menu that goes till 3.
I saw your post on Facebook about that.
And so I asked the wise people of the internet.
Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
It worked out great. We ended up at Fez.
I saw you there.
Yeah, ended up at Fez, ran into some folks over there, and then decided to just kind of drink our way home. So we swung by the Cobalt and they're weirdly sci-fi shark obsessed up there right now. So we were watching Sharktopus 3 or some shit like that.
Sharktopus?
Yeah. Yeah. Some,
that sounds like some sort of a transition surgery.
It's like a transgendered shark.
Movie played by Bruce Jenner.
Right. But the hero is a handsome Swedish young man who apparently can't fight sharks with his shirt on. So it was very popular.
Hey, that's a common affliction.
I mean, so then we
happens to
wandered our way over to Los Diablos, and I hadn't been there yet.
Yeah.
So bumped into a few more people there, and by then I was pretty full of mimosas and decided it was time to go on home and go back to bed.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Then the metaphors start, don't they? Yeah. You and Sharon got loaded with mimosas and went back to bed.
Well, okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what happens after brunch. You go back to bed. Right. That's the point of brunch.
Are you new to brunch?
You go back to be exactly. I'm a trained brunch professional.
I knew you would be.
I get the late seating.
So Bear Walker in the chat room is saying he's so tired of being asked if he's related to Scott Walker. Is that really a problem? Do a lot of people think that just because your name is Walker?
He's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that area. He's brought that up since the
fun days of being almost mistaken for Karen Walker are over. Now
it's are you Karen Walker's brother Bear? God, I get it.
Could be. Don't judge. You don't know.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the chat room.
Hello.
Oh, I mean, it's Sharknado 3.
Beautifully realized.
Nice.
Very nice.
And she's back.
Her first shot into the, what do you call that thing? A vase?
The kitty.
It's the vase. Ain't you got a vase?
Ain't you got a vase?
All right, so you wrapped up your brunchies, your home.
Yeah, brunches, and then I did happy hour with the Boozy Moms. Like, it was work and drink and work and drink and work and drink for 7 days.
Now, this is the tail end of July. When does the school stuff ramp back up?
School starts the second week in August.
Okay, so you got a couple weeks, and then it's...
I have 19 days until the first day of school.
Not that you're counting it all.
Yeah.
not that I have a countdown on my calendar at all.
15 minutes.
Right, I could do it down to the second if I wanted to.
And segue into Marnie's, Ernie's got how many days? And she's starting a brand new...
Ernie's probably back
brand
to...
Brand new. She goes back next Wednesday, the 29th, and... Kids, I think, are there. She's listening, so she can help me out.
What district is she in?
She's Creighton, and I feel like it's the following Monday or the Monday after.
I think
Monday, the 10th.
I want to say it's the 10th.
The 10th.
And that's the brand new school at 36th and Osborne.
She gets to go see it, I believe, tomorrow morning. So
we're going to go.
Does she just close her eyes when she passes it now?
No, because no one's been able to get in. They're building
it. Don't look!
No,
it's not ready!
I can't see it yet. Surprise!
It's not third school. Stop driving like that, Helen.
You can't see me.
No, she's they haven't been able to go in.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all still being built, so it's brand new.
Oh, very exciting.
Very exciting, yeah. So she'll be the first one in her classroom and not have to deal with any of the...
No, it's August 10th.
It'll all be fresh gum under the desks.
That's right. She'll be the first one, or I will. I'm not sure which.
Oh,
so, very good.
Anyway. So exciting.
Gotcha. Yes.
And I'd like to already redact something. I have not been to Timmins, Ontario. That is way far away from where I was thinking and not the city I was imagining
at all. It's a damn lie.
It is a damn lie. That's like way up there.
Wow.
No. You Googled it and found out?
Yeah, because I was like, it doesn't...
I've never heard of that.
You know, there's so many of those little towns down in southern Ontario. And then I just looked at it, said a town in northeastern Ontario. I'm like, oh, she's never been there.
No.
Similar, but maybe
I have
different.
Never Katie Langed my ass up that far.
She's a big bone gal from southern Alberta.
Or Timmins.
She's down to her last cigarette.
Yes, Harrison, that is Carlton in the corner. Yes, Harrison says hello.
Okay. Aaron, actually, I was just texting her that because she put, and who is that guy? What the hell?
I mean, he could talk if he wanted to. You'd probably just lean right in if you wanted to.
Oh, no. All right. Very handsome. I enjoy that. It's nice.
Lay off. That's my husband.
Ernie says they're not new desks. So don't chew the gum on the first day. It's not fresh.
Wow.
That's right.
But the penis drawing scraped into the tabletop. Good.
Yeah, but brand new school and old desks. I don't get it.
Oh my!
And Marina, what have you been up to?
Out of town.
I've been out of town. Just Rose. Been a world traveler.
Where'd you go, Rose?
Went to Minnesota. Oh God! Went back to the land of Rose. Land of Rose. I went to
how
two
is
weddings.
St. Olaf? Is it good?
Oh God! Real good.
Real good.
I found that every fucker in that state, excuse me, not Meow Cal, I bet, but every other fucker in that state, if it's a posted 60 to drive, they easily go like 45, you know, just to be nice. And, you know, but nobody's going past you. Oh, God. So I'm driving on the freeways and I'm like, I had to just finally make up stories. So as I was driving, like, oh, God, I better slow down or I'll never get to church on time. You know, I gotta. And I just, because it was making me fucking crazy.
You never get anywhere on time. Why start there?
It wouldn't matter. Like, they go across each lane. They're like, oh, tag, you're it. No, no, come on. Oh, no. Yeah, I'll stay right here. Oh, you got good hair. I mean, like, it just. taking me. It was just too much. So anyway, I went to two weddings and I went up to a cabin for.
And just because of the delay in traffic, you stopped at a wedding?
No. It's like, well, that looks fun. There seems to be some people over there.
I was like, good God, I'll just detour. By the time I get out of this wedding, they'll still be in the same spot.
Piece of chicken, slice of cake. Next thing you know.
I stopped for some hot dish and some bars and some. You know, because that's what they call them. Not a place to drink, but something to eat. You have bars. That's what you have.
Okay. What
the fuck? Snack. Like, you cut up bars.
Did I have a seizure just now? What happened?
Nope. That's how everybody chats about, you know, you have a nice little pan of bars.
Oh, like brownies and lemon bars. All bars. Snickers bars.
Like, we should have a bar. And I'm like, well, I can't afford that right now. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit, I forgot.
That's right. You mean snacks.
Hot dish. Had some hot dish.
And you always got to look at the bottom to see who made it.
Exactly.
Whose pie is this?
Oh, God. They made it delicious. Real delicious. It's so good.
They used the big, thick masking tape to write their name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I better get that back from Ellen, you know, today or tomorrow, maybe. Because I got to make another pie by Sunday, you know.
She's still on the road.
Anyway, it was delightful. And
I love a whole state that drives like me.
No. I
could not do that.
I was like, just fucking move over. Well, I'm going 47, so I can be in the fast left lane, you know? I'm gonna choke somebody. But it was absolutely lovely. Aaron is off, like, just all chewed up from the mosquitoes. She was there
She learned about your state
bird. 4 or 5 days. Oh, she sure did. We saw him coming in for a landing. Yeah. I mean, we were like, my God. The cabin was gorgeous. Yeah, it was just all lovely. It was all, I mean, the people back there are so nice. So everything was real good. Thank you. Done.
I saw you in a couple establishments as you were. You posted a few pictures I saw. Yep. And the funny thing to me was, I was like, God, is this an old picture? Nope, Marnie's out of town. Okay, got it. I honest to God, I completely forgot you were out of town.
Yeah, no, we went to Matt's Bar. We always go there. Obama was there last time he had been in town, like a 6-8 months ago, whatever it was. It's a little dive bar where they make the best burgers ever. Mm-hmm. And so we always have to stop in there. And just kind of went around to all kinds of different stuff. It was very, very nice. Very fun.
I'm enjoying everyone. My summer burger cravings.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where have you tried?
Well, I just had...
Okay, stop.
The all-new, only... It's supposed to be the only fast food, organic, grass-fed burger at...
Great.
Carl's Jr.
Oh. Was not expecting that.
They had a pretzel bun.
There you have it. Right.
I certainly wasn't anticipating you mentioning anything corporate in with this.
Right, right.
Or
yeah,
something.
It was like Sunday night at 8:45. There weren't a lot of choices.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough.
Which I realized as I was driving around that waiting till 8:45 on a Sunday night for your first meal, not a smart move.
No.
Not always.
It leads you to, Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah.
And whatever they claim to be the most organic thing on the menu. Got it.
Yeah, so we went, and so the first wedding was my junior year prom date. Got married for the first time, and it was absolutely beautiful. Like, to be there, it was fantastic. And the other one was my ex-girlfriend, so it was.
And you didn't perform either ceremony, right?
I did not.
So their likelihood of staying together is high.
Higher. I've only had one loss here. I've only had one loss.
50-50, right?
Oh God,
no, 100%.
No.
No, I performed a bunch of ceremonies.
Oh, I thought it was like one ceremony, one divorce.
I thought. I thought there was one still going.
I performed
and
a bunch of ceremonies, and we only have one loss.
Gotcha.
And I didn't unknow that on my way in. I kind of knew that might happen. Unknown.
Sure.
Richard, yeah. You were really looking forward to tonight's show. Are you no longer looking forward to it?
That died.
Now, what was this last thing that you knew but you don't know, or what?
Oh, about the wedding that I, the one of them that was the loss. I can't say that I didn't know that that was going to happen. Okay.
But you climbed on board the crazy
wasn't
train
a
anyway.
Stevie Wonder was like...
It could happen.
Got a feeling.
It was glaring. You know, so it's all good.
There may be a lawsuit involved in this one, and not just between them.
No, that's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Oh, and they had a little brouhaha online a few weeks ago over "I hate you," I hate you more, hate him. Like it was like a third party. It was a whole.
Oh my god, I missed that.
Wow. Oh, it all took place on Facebook. Not be connected like any to them. Good conversation
well,
does.
I only marry.
I don't know that I'm connected.
And
to
I think
them
it
either.
Started off with boy, this beer's good.
I only marry the best.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, Obama got thrown
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
So Obama, fifth one down.
Third comment.
Fuck Obama.
It turned into domestic violence. It's crazy.
There should be a flag at half staff or banned or something.
Oh, that don't.
No. Lots of that.
Don't even bring up that topic.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. We'll get down there. I'm sure we'll get there with other things. Well, Alfie, you said sleeping. You were searching for food. What else have you done right or wrong?
a lot wrong.
It's an open-ended question.
Worked.
He's an open-ended man.
Yeah. Serves two.
$49.95.
Sauce on the side. We know.
With Bud Light freshly squeezed out of a Hawaiian shirt.
I like it.
Oh god. Okay.
I'm Muslim only for tax purposes.
Oh
that's funny.
God.
nothing that I remember. I saw a couple movies.
Oh, you do have a movie story. 10:30 children free range children.
Oh,
fucking A. Get those fucking kids out of the movie theater. And, you know, there's a theater close by locally here. It's just not worth it on the weekends because the child problem. Mm. Please spay your people. Spay your neuter.
You do. Children. You have to spay and neuter people. It's fucking ridiculous.
Just the fucking worst. And it was a grown-up movie, 10:30 at night. Hard R rating. Like, this was not...
What'd you go see?
Trainwreck.
Oh, okay,
and this
sure.
wasn't like the gentle comedy about the two gay gentlemen that got an R rating because it was
Amy
two gay
Schumer.
Gentlemen.
Amy Schumer. Right.
And it was very, like, it had moments. It was kind of like how Melissa McCarthy goes a little serious in her movies. And there's always like a little self-reflection.
Yeah, a friend of mine was like, it was a little sappy, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, because when it got funny, it was fucking hysterical.
Yeah,
no.
Good.
But there was a kid just running up and down, and I sit in the first part of the stadium seating so I can put my feet up on the rails, because, you know, that's not allowed. And
everybody
this kid is running, and I think they had a baby with them, too, that was crying, and this kid was just running. And the manager came in and, like, checked the temperature of the room and, like, looked at the crowd, looked right at the kid screaming and walked out. Mm-mm. And then people went out and complained, and I didn't want to get up, because I'm like... I don't really have enough time this week to come see this movie again. And I'm like, here, it's part of a double feature. Like
A double feature?
I'm like, I am in for the night. Like, I'm enjoying your air conditioning. I've got my sweater on. Like, I do not want to get up and miss part of the movie just to go complain about this kid when you've not done about anything else. So I put something on all their Facebook pages, and I haven't seen if I got a letter back. But it was evil. I'm like... This is not an appropriate, like, it's 10:30 at night when the movie started, which means it really started at, like, 10:45. It let out at 1 o'clock in the morning. So
they
had this little
ridiculous kid,
like, 3 to 5 years old, probably closer to 3, out till 1 o'clock in the morning with a filthy movie, like, really filthy.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer's mouth. And I was like, what? And as I walked past them, because it took them all to gather up, I'm like, you're just shitty parents. And I just kept
Did you say that to them? Good for you.
And then I waited for the gunfire.
Right? Did you duck?
Yeah.
Say, what were you, Christian?
Duck
and cover. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's where I joined my first gang. No, it was nice.
And but it just made me miss the Esplanade, where like that hard, no one under 21 admitted, and no one under 18.
That's where I prefer to go.
Like, I'll pay it, and people are like, oh, it's expensive to go there. I'll pay an extra buck to have your kids stay the fuck home.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with that. For as many movies as I go see, but still.
But you know, there's people that pay for babysitters and are, like, having a movie night out. I paid for a babysitter to watch your fucking kid? It's
Just
evil.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? I want to beat the kid a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no sympathy whatsoever. You're just shitty people.
That's not the kid's fault, though.
I agree.
Like, none of that's a 3-year-old's fault.
Absolutely not, because what's
the
choice?
The movie.
Chain him outside? No, go home.
Right.
As long as they don't put him in a hot car.
If you can afford $30 for a movie, you can afford fucking cable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay
if you
home.
Can spend $30 on one night plus popcorn and drinks, that's a $60 night. Get some fucking cable and stay home.
Or spend the spend an additional $30
on a babysitter.
This is
brought to you by Cox Communications, your friends in the digital age.
Oh, if only they were a sponsor. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, God, yes. I think your internet could even be faster. Could be. Save a lot of money if they're your sponsor. That's
oh, Christ on the cross. Oh, you sure. Bet that's great.
Yes.
Mr. McKee?
Well, since we last saw you, I forgot that we were doing brunch tonight until I was reminded on my way back by him.
And so far, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's working out well.
I know. That Bloody Mary's looking better and better. The more I know. I'm like, I should probably just go get one of those.
You know where the fridge is? That big white thing in the kitchen.
We've met.
Oh, yes. That's true. Your beer's in there.
I forgot. I don't want to go into it because they got that fucking camera on.
I've been inside it.
Oh, no, the camera's on right this second.
Well, you never know.
Are you afraid of the kitchen cam?
The
I
kitchen
like the
cam.
Kitchen cam.
Oh. I love the kitchen cam.
No, I don't like the kitchen cam. The kitchen it should cam. Be inside the refrigerator.
That's so when you open the door.
Fridge, then that's fine. Then it's not a profile shot.
That's not a very fun angle for a lot of people, though.
I think that'd be good. Like, hi. We could be like, hello, and then look for a stop at the end.
Okay.
That's a thought.
Got it.
We're going to write that down.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm gonna for those viewers who don't know what the kitchen cam is.
Right here. Look at me
this
go.
This is a live shot of our kitchen cam. So if anybody was in the kitchen, or in case we're doing the show and I don't find out my house is being cased, I can look and see a live shot of the kitchen.
Nobody's sneaking up on us,
so we know what's going on.
I just pity the burglars that go open up your fridge and like, boy, this fucker doesn't eat.
But well, God, nice. They didn't get loaded.
Yeah. I wanted to snack up and carbo load before I robbed this house, but not going to happen here. Is that a ketchup packet?
Lots of soy sauce.
It's yummy.
Yes. I went to, under some protest, San Diego has a pride every year, kind of like, you know, other cities. And oh, theirs sure. is usually, it's San Diego.
What, is it gay?
Yeah, gay okay, pride. Good. They have weird. It. And they let others party with them. But
that's
the
so nice.
They're a giver out there. And typically San Diego is just it's the epitome of what you want weather to be every single day of your life. It's gorgeous and everything's mm-hmm. good and mm-hmm. beautiful scenery.
That's how they ended up in a drought.
Oh, San Diego really doesn't have the drought. It's everything north of there that has it. But
oh, they suffer.
But the... So what happened was Friday was good. I drove out Thursday. Friday was good. And then Saturday we went to breakfast just as the parade was being staged to kick off at 11 a.m. And it cut loose and rained for two solid days. It yeah. rained. I haven't seen it rain like this in a long time.
I felt not bad for anyone because my entire, all of my social media was in San Diego all weekend. And I was like,
I found all of them.
Look how sad it is for you.
Although when I had been planning on meeting Harrison there for a few minutes and it was just too much to try and sneak a trip in this weekend. Like I'm a little burned out.
Yeah.
And then I thought if I got there and it fucking rained.
Oh, it did. It rained. And it wasn't like
mama don't like rain.
Like I've seen our storms that happen here and it rains sideways and all. It just was coming down in buckets full of just everywhere. Just rain everywhere. So parade got canceled. I think a lot of the things within the festival got canceled. But it was a banner day for the bars because nobody wanted to be outside. So every fucking bar was
jam-packed,
full.
I'm sure, yeah.
So in addition to it being ungodly humid, and at one point I looked, it was 75 degrees in Phoenix for some reason. And then it was 75 there, but we had 10% humidity and theirs were 75% mm-hmm, humidity.
I'm sure.
It was
it
thick.
Must have been 4 a.m.
It was probably 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I went to a birthday party Saturday night. For a coworker who's moving up to management, so it's like his last time to officially drink with people before it's it's frowned upon.
Sure.
And San Diego, terrible drought. They're just as bad.
It didn't look. Nothing looks droughted out there. It's all fucking lush and green.
Yeah,
everything
because they keep fucking watering. But so I went to this party. This guy learned to make sushi a few years back, and now he's phenomenal. He made wonderful sushi. Does the rolls, he and his friend, and it's not just like delicious tasting, the presentation was spectacular. Eel and dynamite and California rolls and tuna and a little bit of sashimi, but not much of that. It was mostly rolls and stuff, but it was so pleasant. Saturday night it was 86 degrees. We were sitting out on the back patio by his pool on a cloudy night. Somebody had to go get a sweater for somebody. No, it wasn't. This time it wasn't me.
You brought your own Afghan. You were fine.
In but it third was, person,
it
we talk
was
about.
Absolutely. And we all couldn't believe it because we got there at 5:30 and we were sitting outside at 5:30 in the afternoon in the end of July, just as cool and to have, like, not a bead of sweat with a nice breeze. I'm like, what the fuck is this weather? And it didn't even dawn on me that it shouldn't have been because it was kind of cloudy. So I thought just it was like later at night. I'm like, wait, it's 6 o'clock at night. It's like right now, it's 175 degrees out there today.
I feel like I should go outside more often. I feel like I experienced none of that.
I like how he's saying it is literally a flat 100 right now.
Well, I mean, compared to 84, 86 degrees at 5:30 in the PM. Like, it's 100 and the sun is down.
Remarkable, yeah.
You know what I mean? This was full out daytime. Mm. I don't know what kind of weather phenomenon we're having this year, but I'm okay with it. Because, again, when was the last time that happened?
No, I agree.
Mm. And it wasn't raining.
But like we haven't got to August yet. We don't know what to expect from August.
Oh, no, and
August.
I'm leaving. Right.
You're leaving. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Smart.
Yeah, that all goes down. So then, as luck would have it, I awaken Monday after the weekend festivities when I'm coming home. And what is it? Fucking bright and sunshiny and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Of course, as I'm in my 21st floor of the beautiful hotel on the bay. And so then I just had to jump in the car and I loaded some equipment. I came home. The only thing that was different about the drive home was, I think, for those of you who may or may not have heard on international news, there were a bunch of storms in Southern California, and a bridge, a major highway artery between LA and Phoenix.
Actually, LA and the world.
Well, yeah. That's true. LA and the world.
Yeah. That is the only way into LA.
I-10 westbound to LA is currently open, but eastbound is not at all. Though they now say that it'll be passable in one lane
Friday
at noon is what they're now saying. So
okay, I mean,
they went from 5 weeks from now to Friday.
Yeah, so they're going to do a
the world is ending. Right. Like, that is how everything gets in and out
of LA. Yeah,
right. So they're going to just they'll do one lane on both sides,
all the way up to 80. Like, you have to go all the way up to 80 to come across.
They were showing
again
the routes, and then and you know, it was a big story when everyone was like, and this part serious, like, Donald Trump can wait, like,
right,
like they were like just calculating what the price of fruit
everything
would be because of how far
we can't get anything out. Yeah, because we gotta
that
go
straight
all the way
shot
through San Diego and Yuma to get
adding
to
like 100 miles to truckers routes and that much time and like overtime and all the laws about sleeping. Like, I was amazed at how quickly the entire nation took that seriously. Like, your strawberries are going to cost $1 billion,
right?
Yeah.
So I did notice on my drive back from San Diego, which was already on the 8 coming across, a lot more traffic on Monday coming back with me.
Weird.
Yeah, a lot more trucks and other traffic. And everybody, what drives me, it will forever drive me crazy about it. When, A, people don't use cruise control, that's one thing that drives me crazy. Number two, I like to set mine, because I'm not a huge speeder, and I'll just set mine just a little below what they go, so they all have to pass me, and I don't have to slot race with them. And that just, I just watch them all just pass. They all just pass. And they fight for jockey and position, and it's just a bunch.
And you all get there at the exact same time.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All the same time. Like, I may be 2 minutes behind you, but I have to fight you all the way for traffic.
Just go to Minnesota.
Yeah, and I went to North, because the party I was at, like, Dynamite and Who Gives a Shit. And then lunch yesterday was
that's
at
a street here in
Thompson
the area
Peak,
people.
Who gives a rat's ass where that is either. But so I'm on that 101.
Named after presidents, ladies and gentlemen.
Lovely, lovely people, both of them assholes.
Former governor.
And at one point, I was. Yes. And it's like the fucking Autobahn. It's 10 lanes wide.
Yeah, it's like 100 lanes wide.
To get from suburb to suburb. So I'm like, it doesn't matter what speed I go. You can get around me any way you want to. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I'm like, okay, I should probably find out. And I don't have to look up because it's on my dashboard. Like, the car tells me what the speed limit is if I'm on a freeway.
Oh.
Like, on the bottom, it has a sign that tells you what the speed limit is, and it tells you when you change.
It just knows.
Yeah, because it GPSs you and it tells you what the speed limit is. I look down, I'm like, oh, it's 65. Maybe
probably speed up from 45. Yeah.
No.
So then coming back from lunch yesterday, I'm going to go 65. I was like, 62 and a half. But all I think now is, like, that is fast enough. I am not in a hurry.
Yeah.
But it's worse as you get older.
There's 10 lanes. I can have
that's
one.
That's the difference, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm like. I am not pissing anybody off. There are so many lanes.
Oh,
on
no,
this road.
You can
we
have
could dedicate
I don't care
one
if
to strollers.
Go slow. I don't care if people go slower.
There could be a jogging lane on that thing. It's so fucking wide.
Well, at one point, I looked at Aaron and said, "Even with all this, I could run faster than that son of a bitch is driving." I'm like, "Come on." Maybe not, but it was just a thought.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But you'd have missed the weddings.
I feel like nobody put that to the test.
On the way to the wedding.
I'm not one to use hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Not today.
Well, that's enough chit-chat about what we've been up to. I think it's time we get into the meaty part of our show. Oh, Marnie, you ready for some meat?
Bacon! So.
Here we go! Oh. It's our headline section coming to you. I'm sure somebody's going to sponsor it, but at this point, it's just Bloody Marys and bacon. Good enough.
Which I have none. I'll be back.
We'll have to get some.
Oh. Times two.
Was colorblind, but now I see.
Pool by Chevy.
Is that a bomb in your pocket?
Twinkle, twinkle, little butt.
What's that you say?
Naked on a barn roof.
Wrong, just dead wrong.
Eat shit and wanna die.
And getting fired for being honest, or is it getting fired for being old? We'll tell you more about that story and many more things as we drink and eat on this brunch day Tuesday at Studio C. Oh, heavens. Very and this nice. Week, Marnie and I did not cross stories because I emailed her and told her what stories I was doing.
And I had other ones. So that worked out really
conveniently.
Well.
I like that. It works out well.
I like it.
I saw this, and some of you may have already experienced this. I think it's very cool. And for those of you who have friends who are colorblind, it's a pretty cool video to watch. There is a video logger named Ethan Scott. He does a blog and different things, and he actually got to see The Color Purple, not the movie, the actual color.
It's a good movie.
For the first time, and if you haven't seen the video, you really need to watch it. He suffers from color blindness and was surprised that his fiance, James, bought a pair of these special glasses that correct for color blindness, and then they set him loose on the world to see.
They set him loose.
They did, so he could see all these colors for the first time. He thought, and if you watch the video, you'll see that he's given these sunglasses and he's just like, wow, they're nice sunglasses. And all of a sudden he stops and you realize in the video, like, he's seeing things for the first time and he just starts looking around. He's like, what are these? And then he realizes it. Scott's reaction is so genuine. It really helps you stop and appreciate all the things that you may take for granted. He was freaking out at the color of post-it notes, sure, leaves on plants, grass, colors of cars. He was just freaking out over everything.
Now, so I'm assuming he was totally colorblind?
He saw some shades of greens and I think pinks, he said, but most everything was just a very dull grays and browns, I think is what he saw. And he talks about that in the video, actually. The company that makes the glasses is called Enchroma. They're a Berkeley, California company that emerged out of a grant designed to study the feasibility of enhancing color vision in humans, obviously particularly with color blindness.
That's just amazing.
It comprises researchers, engineers, and tech experts, as well as an advisory board of world-renowned vision scientists. They aren't the cheapest glasses, but I mean, really, you're spending how much do you spend on high-end eyewear, like sunglasses? $200 to $300. These glasses, they come in various styles.
I think the people that spend $200 are stupid. Can you imagine how I feel about the people that spend $1,000?
I will.
I'm going to put a link to their website in the chat room. But the glass is like $200 to $300 a pair, and they're very stylish. You can wear them all the time. But you see color, and it was just amazing to watch the kid's reaction when he's like, he literally runs out of the office building they were in. And he gets on his knees in grass and he goes, it's so pretty. And he picks up like a flower and he's just amazed. It's just so cool to watch his amazement. But I'll put a link in the chat room for it. But there's a couple people that I know locally who are colorblind. And
Brunelli's colorblind.
I had just heard that. I forget who told me.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Who are you?
Okay.
I forgot who told me that. There is the link in the chat room for the company in Chroma. I don't.
Thanks, Kat.
Who it was last night that told me that? It may have been Kyle Ward that told me that he was colorblind. But it's very cool. If you have any interest in seeing somebody's genuine reaction about seeing, it's almost like seeing for the first time.
And as a nurse, we have to take a colorblind test. And I always wanted to ask, if I was colorblind, could I not be a nurse?
Why is that? Because of pills?
Is it because of pills? And
I've never known, but you have to take the colorblind test.
See if you can see blood.
And like everything else, I figured out how to cheat because usually that's how I do is like, how can I cheat at this?
Right.
That's so true.
I don't know how you would.
Well, I saw them put the colors down first.
Oh, very good.
So okay. I was like, well, I just follow that pattern. But then I realized, it's because you can see the pattern.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I didn't really get what we were going for. I might have been hungover, let's be honest.
That's weird.
Let's just play the odds on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's very cool. So there's the link to it. And then I will find the actual video. It's on YouTube, but I'll find the video and put the link in while Marnie is chatting about her story.
All righty. So being that I had been in Minnesota, I thought it would be lovely to come back with a Minnesota story. And up in northern Minnesota, where people sometimes get a little bored, Meow Cal, you can chime in, Minnesota teens riding a pickup bed filled with water. I thought, brilliant. If you don't have a pool, why not?
I've seen the pictures on the internet 100 times.
Have you already?
I've never actually tried it. No, not of this, but just in general. No.
There was, in St. Michael, Minnesota, there was a teen that was pulled over yesterday for a cracked windshield. And he was found to have three teens soaking in a makeshift pool in the bed of his truck.
Oh, that's just safe.
I think, yeah, absolutely. Because
I feel like as long as you stay under the speed limit.
Well, or the water. The Minnesota State Patrol, stay under the water. Yep, sit.
I feel like not as safe.
Not as safe.
Back roads of Minnesota, you're fine. The 16-year-old driver was pulled over last month and had, as I said, the cracked windshield. And there were three swimsuit-clad females just hanging out in the bed of the truck. And it was lined with a tarp and filled with water.
How do we line it?
Yeah, filled with lined with a tarp, filled
filter
with water.
Filter sold separately?
Correct.
Children, too.
The State God. Patrol said there are no specific laws against this practice. But the driver
are there any unspecific laws?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they did. He was issued a warning for unsafe operation, driving with a cracked windshield, driving without current proof of insurance.
And whores in the back.
The three passengers, otherwise, were initially ticketed for not wearing seatbelts. Mm. You know, right, as you would be in the pool.
Thank you.
There are
not a lot of pools that come with seatbelts, as I recall.
Well, and a lot of Chevys don't come with pools.
Mm. Valid point.
Yeah. They have the internet now.
Yeah. The citations were later rescinded for the girls after they dried off. I don't know about the dried off part.
It's not kind of dangerous because when you
in the back roads of Minnesota, I've done that. Have you done it? Mm. See, I think fantastic.
Sounds brilliant.
Brilliant idea. I'm into it. Fucking human.
I've seen videos of it.
I was from Texas. We had my toolbox.
Right.
Turned into a big giant ice chest full of beer.
As God intended. Because what the fuck's a toolbox?
Well done.
If the toolbox is not a tool to get you liquor in your mouth, then it's a useless tool.
When the refrigerator dies, you fling it on its back and you just fill it with ice, and all of a sudden, boom,
boom.
Beer cooler.
This is also coming from the man who almost lost a Suburban in the ocean when high tide came in.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I also think you might do that here. Still.
We, in our defense, we were not using it as a pool.
No, you were not using it as a pool.
I'm not opposed at all.
Sadly, Puerto Penasco has the largest tide change in the entire world, according to them.
According to them, I'm like,
Now according to you, because you were there.
But they brag about it all the time. The tide change, if it's not the biggest, it's one of the largest tide changes in the world at Puerto Penasco at different points. And we learned that when the tide came in and there went the...
Bye-bye.
Navigator, Suburban, whatever it was.
Some motorized
shitty,
vehicle.
Shitty, fucking bang, bang.
There goes the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I do like a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
I feel like I'm friendlier.
Well, a group of Oregon children who stumbled across an undetonated, decades-old military-grade mortar shell. Well, they dug it up and took it to a play date. They decided it would be fun. They escaped harm, however, Portland police said on Wednesday. A foot-long, or 30-centimeter, weapon was likely tossed as refuse into the Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge many, many years ago. And officials do not expect to find any more of these undetonated bombs in the area. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Pete Simpson said, "It's a mortar shell and very old, not clear how old, but certainly decades at least. The children who found the dull green, stout torpedo-shaped explosive carried it about 1 mile to a local home, at which point an adult called police."
There you go.
Police officers evacuated several surrounding homes, according to the department press release. Experts of the 142nd Oregon Air National Explosives Ordnance Disposal Team and a second local agency, Bomb Squad, worked together to deactivate the object, which was still potentially dangerous. In a rare but old ordnance, it is occasionally found around Portland, though usually buried or left underwater, not discarded above ground in areas where children play, according to local officials, who said that they doubt there are more mortars at the Oaks Bottom Refuge. Community members are asked to not touch or disturb these items if they find them, as they can be very dangerous if moved. Good God.
All right, so the moral of the story, I'm going to write this down. Don't pick up bombs.
Nope. It's a bad idea.
Apparently.
Bad idea.
Apparently. And right around, as we had pointed out on the 4th of July, it's just a normal thing. People put them on top of their head. Wasn't that the guy who shot it off his head?
And oh, that dumbass.
Head kind of.
The mortar round.
Yeah. Went a lot of places.
Good thing he died instantly, though.
Poor little thing.
I put a star here, and it says bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a little asterisk. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also, don't throw it in the back of your truck and drive around with it, because that'd be bad, too. Oh.
With or without water?
Oh, yes, either or.
If I threw it in the pool, would that be all right?
We don't know.
Yeah, or the back of a Chevy.
All right.
I remember this episode of Lost. It was one of my favorites.
You might, if you do, and it doesn't work out well, you'll be a headline on this show. So that's exciting to know. Yeah.
I'd be damn near famous.
Almost.
Well, you keep trying.
It literally would be the Cat Carlson Memorial story.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
That would be good.
I can't wait for that day.
Neither can we.
No.
I'm just being an agreeable host.
Absolutely.
My
you are a very agreeable host.
It's the bloody talking.
Without being awkward. In a
keep
land
your
of
on, yeah.
and in a land of some gay men, this accessory turns your cat's butt into a glittering jewel.
I saw this story.
Jason sent it to me. I was in Minnesota. I'd let other Jason.
I'm still wondering the exact point. Is it just you're offended
because you're offended by their
because that's the only part of the cat that they want to show you
the whole butt exactly. Constantly.
People who may have had cats
constantly.
In the past,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're bejeweling our cat's butt with something called Twinkle Tush. And honestly, this
like
is what
name.
Kills me. They have an entire website
saw.
Going.
Look at that classy logo.
Yeah. Twinkle Tush.
We need to get their web designer on our
team.
Like
it.
It's the star of Kitty.
This is literally kitty porn.
I have to
KITTY, everyone. Gosh. So it's a cat
it's
butt
not okay.
cover. Have you ever thrown a respectable cocktail party at your home only to have your feline family member come out and proudly display their uncovered rear?
Never respectable.
Let me stop
while
you right
Kitty
there.
Might enjoy showing off their brown eye, we're sure your guests don't like to see that one-eyed
girl.
Monster while munching on their caviar.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm reading.
You were
going to
say munching on the brown eye.
No, give your cat some glass. Hang a Twinkle Tush from their tail and cover that butt in bling. This, for real. I just...
Coming up next on HSN.
And it was hysterical because the video of this...
For fat, sad ladies
it?
Everywhere.
I know you can't see those shoes.
12, if you buy 12 or more,
yeah, oh yeah.
If you're that lady, you're
you
going
to... You have a smaller
to.
Chance of falling asleep on your cat and killing it if you got someone stuck up in the butt that twinkles.
But not if you can see it.
I don't know how this is going to work. Talking to that, eat this.
Anyway, fantastic.
You'll
so
make
there
it.
Are... you the video, we will... kitty butt jewelry, there is... So Richard wants the link. Do you have that, Clayton, or do you want me to...
For what? Kitty butthole covers?
The kitty...
We can get it.
Twinkle Tush. It's twinkletush.com.
I can find it. Hang on a minute.
That seems easy to follow.
Kind of, yeah.
What if they have a Facebook page?
I'm sure that they do.
Twinkle...
This accessory.
All right, I'll allow that one.
Stupid. Hey, it's not mine, but I it bears repeating.
That's the pun that gets through?
They have 209 likes. Swear to God. How do you get the cat to keep it on?
$6 gem.
It's ridiculous.
Gag gift. And it comes from the designers behind Cat Crib. That I was...
What is the Cat Crib?
It's a show on MTV.
It's right.
Oh, I saw that Kitty Mariah Carey was on that once, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just posted the link for the Twinkle Tush in the chat room.
Excellent.
And the link before that I posted is from my next story. But anyway, but yeah, there's Twinkle Tushes in the house.
In the house. That's right. So, fantastic. Good for Twinkle Tush.
Before I go into this next story, let's remember that I don't write these stories. I copy and paste them from the interwebs. So it's not my own doing. I don't curse a lot. I fucking curse all the goddamn motherfucking time. Not 10 years old. My life isn't some cleansed and censored episode of Brady Bunch. I'm a real person talking how real people talk in the real world. There's plenty of fucking assholes like myself that use the word shit like it's like it was the word the. Don't believe me? You call me a fucking liar? Well, check out these fucking maps.
Yes.
Click on the link that I posted in the chat room and you'll find out there's a fucking map that shows where all the assholes living... who are living in shitty places that appreciate using the always endearing motherfucker phrase. Fuck, probably the most versatile word in the entire English language. It can be used as a noun. Example, Tommy is a dumb fuck. A verb, we fucked all night. Pronoun, That fuck ate all the tacos. An adjective? What a fucking fuck. Fuck if I'll give you my last not your father's root beer. What the hell that is all about. An adverb. Linda is fucking
so
fuck.
Good.
A conjunction. I prefer pepperoni pizza, but fucking Mike prefers anchovies. And a preposition. So where's the Uber? Fuck if I know.
That's the best use.
And an interjection. Fuck, I was sure I could find something good to watch on TV. The fucking research is the hard work of Jack Grieve, a lecturer in forensic linguistics in the School of Languages and Social Sciences at Aston University in Birmingham, England. Utilizing geotag data from Twitter, he created this incredible info map that displays where popular curse words are most used heavily in the country. So with the map, you can see where the most assholes are. You can see where the most shit is. And for you shitty goody two-shoes, here's where gosh is used the most in the United States. And then good for you, asshole, in your fucking dedication to not saying naughty words, you people. But click on it. That link shows you by color where everybody swears within the United States.
Wherever am I am.
I love it.
Fuck
right,
is big.
Fuck is big where you are. Just a beaming light for Alice.
Fuck, yeah.
It sure is. The entire Southwest is just blanketed with people that use fuck.
Isn't that? I thought that was interesting,
it's
too.
Very fun.
Very, like, it's almost border town-y.
It's actually where all the smart people live, almost. Because it's Phoenix, it's all of California, it's New York, it's all of, like, New England. It's blue states where everybody says fuck all the time.
Look it's at a there. Versatile
let
word.
It out.
Look at there.
Let it out.
Let it go, Elsa. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. Yes.
Something.
Well, your sister's an ice princess. Let it
just to add
go.
To the fantastically beautiful stories that I find.
There's no car fucking answering.
Eat shit and you'd want to die if you did. One would think, but
probably.
It depends. If you're in Ireland, you might want to be part of a dung spitting competition.
Oh, fuck me!
Nope, shut it down. We're eating. Shut it down. Next story. There's food on this table. Next caller.
There typically is.
Yeah, but we're not talking about spitting shit out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Next caller.
We got a high quality meal going on.
You already ate yours.
Bacon so crispy it annoys Molly.
Well, she's not here to be annoyed though.
I know. There's more.
All right.
We'll come back to your shit story.
Go ahead.
No, you can't. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What happened with the dumb?
Oh, I don't care.
No, please continue.
Tell us about the Irish friggin' shit.
Continue.
Oh yeah, can you do it in an accent?
Oh, better with accents.
Not a good one.
That's all right.
I can't do
none of the accents on this show are good.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. My Minnesota one's pretty good.
Even our regular voices aren't that good.
That I would agree with.
Well, Al didn't.
Just think Leprechaun. Go.
Who's the lady in the chat?
Yeah. I've been asked that more than once. Who's the other girl?
Yeah, who's that? That's Al.
That's exactly how I answer.
Right.
Kind words indeed.
Well, I have no accent, so you guys can...
Think Leprechaun, Lucky Charms.
There you go.
What's an iron chucker?
An Irish brogue.
Well, now I believe you have the dung in your mouth currently.
Maybe now I do. I don't know. See, I can't. Your mom always threatened to wash your potty mouth out with soap. These guys may want to do it anyway.
My mother actually did it.
Visitors to Irvingstown, 37th annual Lady of the Lake Festival last week in County Fermanagh. I don't know, I'm making that up. Northern Ireland were treated to a new event, a dung spitting competition. It was exactly what it sounds like. Participants took sheep excrement, like you do, into their mouths
sheep
and
shit.
Tried to spit sheep shit.
Nope. Sheep shit.
Sheep shit.
Nope.
And tried to spit it farther than their opponents.
Oh, God.
Now, a local...
What the fuck is wrong with Irish people?
For real! Seriously. They're
got some time on your hands, Ireland?
Yeah.
So this...
Has it been raining that long?
Joe Mahone organized the new game. He apparently relished in his role in instigating the dung spitting and even allowed a sheep to...
I didn't say it. All right, leave it there.
There's photographic evidence to prove it below.
It's called polyester.
But I'm done. I'm just saying. You all form your own. Man is known for his quirky ideas. They're really shitty
ideas.
They are during the Lady
this
of the Lake
motherfucker is not
festival.
Okay.
No. At least six people joined the competition. I think
at least
part,
six.
At least six.
I was throwing up too much to get an actual count, but I felt like there were six people holding my hair.
Right.
What
for
the
real?
Fuck?
I mean, this is the stuff that you read and you go, wait a minute. Festival organizers posted on Facebook in June that they were seeking volunteers for the dong contest and that the winner would receive $155. What? First of all, where's that other five from?
You know what?
Number two, you better have 55? A whole lot more. 155.
I'm going to jump the fence a little bit. Yeah. $20 is $20. I mean.
Right, well. I get you there.
Fair enough. Fair play.
20's on the dresser chocolate. You know what I mean? It's right. That's not chocolate.
$20 is $20.
And just do what you got. Chocolate.
They had put down that
doesn't
the
taste well.
Current world record is 5.56 beer. Right.
There
that's
was
what I
already an established record.
I would like to know.
Set earlier that game. Right.
Perhaps.
Well, the first one's a world record because no one's ever done this before.
Well, it was Jesus likely more Christ. Than 15 meters, not just that 5.6. The record was possibly set by 2006.
I like that this entire article is written in maybes.
Yeah. By a man in possibly. South Africa, where some consider dung spitting a sport. Fucking come on. That's bullshit. No pun intended. Aside from, aside from the fecal spectacle, the festival appears to be pretty normal.
I enjoy the phrase fecal spectacle. I think that is.
And that fecal spectacle, that could, we have, you know, yuck. It features a lot of events typically found at a town festival or county fair in the U.S. And of course, a young woman is crowned Lady of the Lake.
Covered in sheep shit lady in this story.
Well, apparently.
Do they carry her ass with shit?
I mean
Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you.
Anyway, so if we go to either South Africa or apparently Ireland, county, whatever this is, we can be in a dung-spitting contest.
I have just crossed both of those places off of my list of future travel spots. I'm just going to chew up chocolate.
How did it all come out in the end?
Yeah.
But are these messy.
Guys
also it was
the
messy.
Ones, the six, these mm-hmm. possible mm-hmm. six.
Possible.
Are they also the ones that have also been in the news for fucking said sheep?
Well, actually, I think it's a fabulous point.
And related
and I'm
news.
Going to and say why.
Due to poor Google lubricant it. Choices, that's how the shit
Here's
was found.
Here's why I would go with that.
Oh,
because it looks like pregame.
Oh, yeah, that is.
That's a little
that's
pregame.
That's tailgating, people.
There you have it. That's sheep gating, as they call it. Mad gating.
Oh.
There you have it.
This little piggy went to market.
And oh. this little sheep went mad.
And this little sheep got raped a lot.
And shit all over.
Nope.
Don't tell.
There you have it.
So nope, in an unrelated story, there's delicious waffles and bacon out there.
In the kitchen?
I just brought
in
the kitchen, syrup yeah. in here.
Okay.
Well, and I'm not usually legit. A syrup girl, but...
Because it's real
good
syrup.
Stuff, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember that was my
that was your
bad I do remember last week was that it had to be real. Right. I'm going down for right. syrup. It's going. I'm going down for real
but
syrup.
And you brought real butter.
Well, yeah, that was you had butter in your fridge.
Well, sure,
that was
which is fabulous.
But now you have more butter in your fridge
because margarine.
It's gonna be exciting.
But
someday.
When I go down for syrup, let me tell you, I just want maple syrup. Just put the fucking thing in the tree and put it in my mouth. I love that shit.
I love it.
Is that Aunt Jemima bullshit? It's got all that other shit in it. It's not. You know what I mean? If they yes, make Al, syrup, you don't need.
I understand.
Other shit.
Al, I understand. I'm just, trying to get I'm just trying to get the picture of anything going in your mouth out of my head right now. That's what I'm trying
well,
to get.
Well, you gotta
there.
Take it there.
Yeah, there you have it.
Oh, that's
a good point.
Well,
people are not people okay.
Stop shitting on my story. God.
And there's no place like
you guys always have to shit on everything.
We may need a production meeting after
yeah.
this.
what will be our final story of this hour, but we have more to go. For one local son, a funeral which took a wrong turn was hardly a fitting farewell to his father. Joe Brown of South Buffalo, New York, was carrying the casket with his father's remains to the steps of the church after his funeral on Wednesday morning when the funeral director stopped the pallbearers in their tracks and notified them that the hearse was gone.
Oops.
It's disgusting, Brown said. Who can believe that the last memory he'll have with his father's farewell is one of disrespect and theft? The family, who had to wait an extra 30 minutes, well, he was already dead. Family had to wait an extra 30 minutes at the church for another hearse to arrive. The Cadillac hearse was rented out by Mertz and Sons Funeral Home on Inglewood Avenue in the town of Tonawanda. You know, are you familiar with these areas?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Of course, yeah.
Funeral director James Mertz
Unless
said...
Unless there's something new about Tonawanda, that's not South Buffalo, but all right. I'll allow it.
I didn't write the story.
Yeah.
Funeral director James Mertz said he was appalled at the theft. We are deeply saddened, and while serving the Brown family, a crime was committed beyond our control. The hearse was stolen late Wednesday morning from Washington Street while a funeral was taking place inside St. Michael's Roman Catholic Church. So the remains of Brown's father were... was inside of that church. Police in North Tonawanda, that's hard to say, North Tonawanda, recovered the vehicle roughly 2 hours later on Frederica Street. Buffalo police say they arrested a 28-year-old man by the name of Michael Healing. In connection with the theft, Healing is a Niagara Falls native. Healing stands charged with criminal possession of stolen property and unauthorized use of a vehicle. Folks passing by the church on Wednesday evening couldn't believe what they heard about the story. It's just very unappreciated and disrespectful to the people that they are experiencing this loss. It's a car, said Caitlin McCoy, who's visiting Buffalo from Indianapolis. She was a tourist, and she got to witness this. It's more baffling than anything else, said Jonathan Bullis. Why would someone want to take a hearse, something you would assume that if you found on Craigslist or on eBay, it's pretty readily identifiable? The stolen hearse is now impounded by Buffalo police for evidence.
These are my people.
I guess they are.
My people.
They are your people. They know they love and miss you. They wish you were there.
North Tonawanda is a lovely town right in the river. North Tonawanda is between Niagara Falls and Buffalo if you don't go over the island. If you stay off the island and go around the river, the Niagara River, so I don't know how Tonawanda could be South Buffalo, because like...
Maybe that's where the story originated. But I don't know.
Again, you always gotta remember.
Maybe that's the newspaper that was reporting on. I don't know.
Because I didn't realize till I moved that Canada is actually west of Niagara Falls, not north of Niagara Falls. So it could be just my geography all fucked up that Niagara Falls.
We're gonna go with that.
Ontario, okay. New York are east and west of each other.
We're going to try to calibrate Al for geography here in a minute, just like a compass. We're coming back with a few more headlines. The drinking word. I'm going to go get a waffle and some bacon and make another Bloody Mary.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
Stick with us. Join us in the chat room. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, for God's sakes, here we are at the beginning of hour two. Dos, for those of you in the Latin America listening areas.
And Richard is claiming I did not sing back his line to Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
I missed the Sweeney Todd.
Oh, no, I can't find it now. But he did the world is filled, people are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabited.
I did see that line, I didn't know.
I'm giving all kinds of love to everyone in the chat room, but I seriously just kind of want to give Harrison a big hug because she is cracking me up. I can so see Harrison saying a lot of the things that I was hanging on
really hurt my feelings.
That's what first made me burst out laughing. That hurt my feelings.
Well, as a future cat lady, she's worried. She's worried about
bling. But bling.
I feel like we'll be able to get that on Amazon in bulk or Costco, maybe. Who knows?
Hey. There's a chance.
But we'll get that. It's fine.
We're all hopeful. All right, kids. Beginning
I pictured
of,
Maggie and Marty. Like,
it's you know. No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No. It's the beginning of hour two, and we always start it like this, so here we go.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking word is good morning!
we're using a phrase. Yeah. Good morning!
After all these waffles, and I'm going to have more, because I spent a little extra time at the gym today knowing that... The waffles was coming.
That's right.
And they're homemade.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. No homemade makes, no nothing waffles. From scratch.
Very good. I'm gonna have to go get one flour as Marnie reads her.
It's fantastic. Her,
so good morning is our word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And the closer you can get to just completely insane, I'll appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
Got it. Marnie,
I want it like Fox and Friends nuts.
Do your,
good morning!
Like, we need to clear the ocean of sharks okay. to make it safe for
swimmers. I hope, does somebody have that story?
I know.
Oh, about the surfer guy?
No. About the fact
about
that, why isn't America just...
I'll handle that one.
Got it. You let him take it
Thank you. Yeah, you should, because I'm like, I don't know your name.
Crazy.
All right.
Fox and Friends reaches a new level of stupid.
Just when you thought it wasn't possible.
Just when you thought,
yes. There you have it. Well, like you do.
Hmm.
After you've been driving intoxicated, you end up naked on a barn roof.
It does happen.
Would that be true?
First of all, with Possibly. All the Ubers in the world.
I'll allow it.
Right. Maybe not. Now, you had lived in Pennsylvania
at one time.
Now, this is in central Pennsylvania, so I'm not, and I'll have to look for exactly where, but... The state police say
Central,
a drunken...
Central, probably Harrisburg, maybe.
Right? I'll look that part up.
All right.
His name was Daquan Tate.
Daquan.
As you are. State police say a drunken driving suspect ran away from the scene of a Central Pennsylvania crash, but was found on a nearby barn roof, naked.
Well,
and he was arrested,
clearly.
Of course... Good morning. Once he fell off, because they weren't going to climb up on that barn roof. Nah. They knew that fucker had to come down sooner or later.
Now, was he launched up there in some sort of an accident, or
no,
had he just
I think he climbed
his stupid naked ass up there?
Scurried his naked
shimmied
little
up
ass
the drain
up
pipe, if you will.
Well, let's leave his drain pipe out of it.
Yeah,
but maybe. Online court records don't list an attorney, as I thought Clayton would be happy to hear, for this 20-year-old Daquan Tate. Oh, it's Hollidaysburg.
I see that. I'm not sure where Hollidaysburg is. I'm going to Google that right now.
So state
what
police
state
say
in
Pennsylvania. He faces drunken driving charges for crashing into a speed limit sign. Maybe he couldn't see it, and he was driving closer to find it.
Oops.
And a roadside mailbox. Because he hadn't gotten his mail yet. After losing control of his car early on Saturday, police say Tate kept driving until he again lost control of his car, because once, twice, really wasn't
enough.
Three
times a lady.
A lady, yeah. A Daquan. He hit an embankment and stopped along the shoulder of the road before running away in a mad rush. Police say Tate wasn't hurt when he fell off the barn roof, which was really what I was...
Well, praise the Lord.
Baiting. Yeah. With bated breath and anticipation, I can say he was not hurt.
That's a fine part of the great state of Pennsylvania right there. Smack dab in the middle of Pittsburgh and Harrisburg. Right.
Well,
it's Hollidaysburg.
Right,
Hollidaysburg. Yep. Yeah.
The good morning
town. He's not good morning. He's not celebrating anything right now, I'll tell
good
you that.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I don't apologize for my shit story, but I apologize
for that.
In the morning.
Wow. So, Buenos dias.
I'm not sure how much happens in Hollidaysburg, but apparently Daquan Tate.
I just made a patient watch that the other night.
Watch what?
So good.
Singing in the rain.
Did they know?
No.
Yeah. Oh, good.
They were unaware. I said, raise your hand if you don't want to watch Singing in the Rain.
Crickets.
Yep. Oh, so we watched it.
Well,
and I had to tell my coworkers. It's a musical number. I'll be right back. Because we were just gossiping. Everybody was in a coma.
Did you run up the wall?
So we were just gossiping.
Over the couch.
Yeah. I was just tapping my feet.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
That number inspires me to get some cheap tap shoes and just go to work in tap shoes one night.
I just want to do this and just go to work.
Yeah.
I don't care where. I'm just going to...
Just roll the mats up behind a bar and just tap away all
I'm
night.
Convinced with just a couple of tap shoes and a bucket, I could make 20, 30 cents at a Subway.
$20 is $20.
Shop.
Yeah. It's good.
When you say Subway, do you mean
sandwich shop?
Sandwich, okay, got it. I was like,
home of the sandwich artist,
Jared
Artiste,
right?
Informally, Jared.
Yeah,
sandwich artiste.
We haven't had any updates on that, have we? Have we heard anything on that?
I like they found nothing. And
they found nothing, and
and Donald Trump's hair flew over the other way. So,
yes,
fine, sir.
Got it. Me. All right. Final story in our headline section. It's
how exciting.
It's a real bummer when good people end up getting canned from their jobs for stupid reasons. And sadly, that's what happened to 77-year-old Boca Grande, Florida toll collector.
Wait, doesn't that translate to fat mouth?
No, big mouth.
Same song.
Boca Grande, Florida.
Boca Gorda.
That'd be Gorda.
That's fat mouth.
Got it. Same
Continue.
Song.
I know, you
keep going.
Boca Grande, Florida toll collector Vladislav Samsono, after realizing he charged the driver of a tractor trailer too little for his toll, Samsono decided to take the money out of his own pocket and make up the difference, being the honest 77-year-old person that he was.
That's so nice.
Well, upon finding this out, the Gasparilla Island Bridge Authority punished him by cutting his shifts from 5 days a week down to two. Samsono turned down the reduced schedule and was subsequently fired. The termination was shocking because although he had been asked previously by his supervisors to not pay for driver's tolls, he was never formally written up for this over the many, many years he'd worked there.
You got to have the paperwork.
Samsono had worked at the booth for almost 30 years. He was beloved by the community. He was known to throw in a few bucks every now and then for drivers who didn't have the money for their own tolls. Quote, I'd put the $6 in. I got the $6 back the next day, Samsono said. He legitimately seemed to love his job, telling WBBH-TV, after 29 years, you can't help it. I give children suckers 20 years ago. Now I'm giving those same children suckers for their children. If kindly old toll collectors can't keep their jobs, no one's position is safe, according to WBBH.
If this is not the GoFundMe thing waiting to happen, or just write everybody and get this motherfucker's job back. Like, that's just shitty.
That's shitty.
You fired somebody's Florida. Grandpa for saying, well, let's see what grandpa's got in his pocket here. I'll help you out a little bit.
Well, good morning. Look at that.
Good morning. I got 78 cents for you. Have a good day.
And you show up tomorrow, you pass him a fin, everybody's happy.
Yeah, I thought that was a shitty... Usually I like to end on a really crazy story, but I found that, I'm like, well, that's kind of sad, but it was Florida. So I want to give it back to Florida.
But there's a bunch of those stories of people doing something nice for someone and getting fired.
Getting shit for it, yes.
Yeah. John Oliver this week called North Korea Earth's Florida.
I saw that. That was brilliant. I about fell out of my chair, and I almost called you when that was happening. I was like, you gotta watch this thing.
Oh, that's good.
It was just spectacular. So I'll do my one headline.
Okay.
Fox and Friends, a show that just has never found bottom.
Television's Florida.
Yeah. It really is. Even by Fox News' standards, these three are tards. They're Fox tards. Let's just call it that.
Oh, that's like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. So Brian Kilmeade, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but I don't
know.
I'm sure he doesn't either. Kill me now, yeah. Suggested on Monday, after watching the video of the live shark attack of the surfer in South Africa, that a beach official should be clearing the waters of sharks to prevent predators from coming into contact with humans.
Sure.
Over the weekend, surfer Mick Fanning was caught on video being attacked by what appeared to be a great white shark at the 2015 J Bay Open in South Africa. The attack comes after a number of other beachgoers were injured by sharks this summer in the United States. I think I just bought a douche.
Congratulations.
I did that years ago.
Wow. Scented?
PayPal is so
I don't
so
know.
Handy.
Something just happened.
This is a
direct quote from the brain surgeon, neuroscientist.
Brian Kilmeade.
Oh my god, the waffles. He says, I think that the most shocking thing is that after you hear about the six attacks in North Carolina, okay, these are just swimmers. But then when you see a champion surfer and you have a three-camera shoot and an overhead shot, you say, oh my goodness, it could happen anywhere where there's ocean and sharks
live.
That part was me trying to be a brain cell,
right,
struggling to survive in the wilderness.
Seemed confused.
You would think they would have a way of clearing the waters before a competition of this level, he opined, but I guess they don't. Sure, co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck and fellow rocket scientist agreed. If a three-time world champion surfer isn't safe, who is? The people on land are pretty much safe from shark attacks.
And people not
helicopter,
swimming.
Helicopter, not in danger.
Sharks.
All of us in Arizona, pretty much safe from shark attacks.
No sharks
right
are going to get
minute.
Me today.
Except for land sharks.
Land shark.
Land shark.
Then Elizabeth, who road scholar, clearly says, the shark should be afraid of him. That was a tough punch he gave there.
Oh my fucking God.
George Burgess of the Florida Program for Shark Research recently explained to the New York Post, where people might have a brain, that shark attacks were being caused by too many humans, not too many sharks. We're basically flooding them out of their own home. It's a function of how many people we've got, Burgess pointed out. You get this unholy mix of bait fish, sharks, and humans together. When you have that, you gotta have some bites.
Yeah.
They're gonna get bit.
And as the very intelligent woman who can be found on my Facebook page will tell you, You're a chicken in my house, you're getting eaten. You're in their house, you're going to get eaten.
Mm-hmm. That's how that goes, yeah.
You walk a chicken through my house, that fucker's going to be eaten. Mm-hmm. You walk me through the ocean, I'm going to be eaten.
Yeah.
Just, but to get rid
it
of
it. Just seems fair.
Just that this dumb fuck can't figure out why the apex predator. Yeah. That's like saying, before one of Trump's idiotic asshole sons goes out in the jungle, we should clear out the lions and bears. You know what I mean? To make it safer for him to walk through there. You know what I mean? Like,
and
that's actually more plausible than clearing out sharks. Like,
you could build a fence. But I mean, it's just a level of stupidity that I thought Fox News was above.
Well, I go along with the same thing. Quit putting up the signs to direct the moose to cross the highways in those areas.
Stop helping those motherfuckers.
Why do they tell them where to
cross? Don't direct them to the highway.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, well, we took two trees to build this. Our maple syrup is from the USA and Canada.
It's lovely.
Oh. So it's a fucking border crosser.
Mm.
It's a rapist.
Well, fence jumper.
Donald Trump.
That's the white country. That's the white country. They're nice.
Donald Trump is.
Katie Lang, Ann Murray, and Celine Dion.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a little bit of spit from each of them.
And it's delightful. It really does. It livens those.
It's the best soup in the world.
In a thimble of Will Truman's urine.
Good. Oh my God. So you're done with your headline. Are you ready for your entertainment shit, Allie?
Sure.
Well, all right, here we go.
Nothing else matters but the Emmy Award nominations, which were just fraught with meaning. But there are other things. A couple movie reviews, a drinking word, Kennedy Center honor recipients. And that's it, because we're going to spend a lot of time on the Emmy Award nominations. So
hooray!
Let's just get to it.
Get it
on. Let's give her a shout, shall we? So, the biggest surprise and the best news is after... but because of the way the world works and the Emmy schedule works, I don't know what season Tatiana Maslany was nominated for Orphan Black. I'm not sure if season 3 got in under the wire, because I feel like this is the third year that we've been bitching about it. So she was nominated for what just happened. So Tatiana gets her, and as everyone's saying that, it really was the biggest point of the moment, that Orphan Black's lead actress playing 7 roles and sometimes playing one role that's pretending to be another character and pulls it off that you see... you see that it's not the person she's supposed to be. It's another character playing another character. Like, it gets so in depth for what the fuck this woman is pulling off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not sure if she's actually British. Like, I don't know which accent is hers. Like, is she British? Is she, like, Canadian? Like, where did they find her? So, but they changed the way they did the nominations. People were allowed to vote online. So, and they've always done this blue ribbon panel thing because people were too busy. People working in television were too busy to watch television. So nominating other shows was impossible. So you went with this select group of people that watched the same shows. And that's why the same shows were always winning year after year. So they've kind of made all kinds of new rules. Anything over a half an hour can't be a comedy. So Orange is the New Black had to switch to a drama. There was just all these different rules, and they could have up to 8. If there was only like a 2% difference, they called it a statistical tie.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have like up to, and sometimes there are. There's a couple categories that have like 8 nominees. So there's some crazy stuff in there. There are rules on guest actresses, guest appearances on a show, whether you're a supporting actor or a guest actor. Like Jane Fonda was in every episode of The Newsroom, so she was the one they knew was going to, she was never going to make it into a too tough best supporting actress in a drama category.
Right.
And even though she's not really a supporting character, she really is just a guest star. She was in every episode, so she lost her place. Like, you have to be in less than 50% of the episodes to be considered a guest actor.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, somebody in Game of Thrones that was the lead but died in the 3rd episode gets to be a guest.
Totally a guest, right.
Because they didn't make it through the whole season.
Do you remember The Good Wife? You remember how Buddy always talked about
Yes,
the good
and still,
wife,
it's Emmy it. Bait.
And Chris Noth.
Right.
Was always a guest star. Guest starring Christopher Knott.
No. Guest starring, when they say that across the bottom, that's just their, like, there's an also starring and a guest star.
Yep.
And you go through names, but you have to give somebody a special nod. Like, the only really big star in
The Good Wife.
No, in Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
So you get the girl who's really the lead, the white girl, Piper. Okay. She's the star of the show.
Okay.
But then when you get to the end, like, what's the girl's name that plays her girlfriend from the Laura 70s Prepon. Show? She's got to get something. So she's not guest starring. She's and. Okay. Or then you get, like, a with Jason Biggs and then a featuring Kate Mulgrew. Like, you have to throw somebody something.
Got it.
He can't be also starring. It has to be guest star Chris Knopf because he's Mr. Big.
I always
Big.
Thought that they had... just the names of the people in a series. Like, I never really paid attention to
How you're billed is very important. Oh, okay. And it's they will debate that, and they'll have whole things
about it. Right, and I thought it was, like, either you... Right, I thought it was either it's in a alphabetical or, you know, whoever the biggest star is, and they fought over that, but I never paid attention to the
If you're like, not really the lead of The Good Wife, and you're Chris Knopf, who's Mr. Big, and you have this career of Law and Order and all these shows, you're not going to appear as, like, in co-starring because he's too big.
Okay.
So he's going to get guest starring. Yep. Like, he's going to get a little bit bigger font.
A bigger nod.
And they really do fight over this shit. It's kind of crazy.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
So, that's interesting. So we'll go with the shocking... I won't read all of them, but the shocking snubs. Empire was going to be the first time that a network drama, besides The Good Wife, had been nominated, and everyone planned on it because it pretty much changed television and casting and how they did everything. Shut out of the drama series category.
What?
But in a very... exciting thing. There's a black woman has never won Best Lead Actress in a Drama, and two black women have never been nominated in the same year. So Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder and Taraji P. Henson are both nominated and both have outstanding chances to win.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But the kicker
Viola Davis is going to... I can't Cookie Lion all not day, getting every that.
Day. I'm making t-shirts.
And absolutely, I agree with all three. Both are well-deserving, but watch out for the fact that Tatiana... And if you're watching the show, there's no one doing what she's doing. All she needed was the door open, because now they get the screeners. Now everyone that votes...
Okay.
And if you've never seen it before and you get that screener, you're going to be like... Okay, she's funny. She took off her makeup. This bitch is playing six characters, and sometimes she plays one of the characters pretending to be another character.
Yeah.
And you know when you're not, when it's Allison, but it's not really Allison. It's somebody pretending to be Allison, or when Allison. It's craziness what she's doing.
So you think that Viola does not necessarily have that chance?
No, they all have a chance, but the kicker is that Tatiana got nominated, and this is the performance that we've all been talking about for years, and the fact that she was never nominated. So now it's wide open. Like, do you... Because
this isn't, like, the other kind of... forgive me.
No.
Just to learn. Like, the idea that this isn't, like, you only have seven people that are sitting in a room that are...
No, now
this.
It's open to now everybody, open and they're everyone, voting on the internet, and everyone's watching. Okay. So if people have downtime...
Sure. So it's not just, like, we know this person,
right, and we're most that's familiar. That's the new thing that they just... everybody... can watch everything now. It used to be, to watch Cheers, you either had to set it on your VCR, and if you were making your TV show, you weren't at home with your VCR. Now, if you have downtime on set, you have your iPad in front of you, and everyone has watched these shows.
Right. Okay.
So it's really easy for everyone to see these shows, so everyone can legitimately vote.
Okay.
And which makes it strange that Empire didn't get the nod.
Yeah.
Gina Rodriguez did not get nominated for Jane the Virgin, but the Best Actress in a Comedy Series category is unbelievably... tough. And this is the new up and coming show. She probably will get in next year once Parks and Rec leaves.
Sure.
And there's one more show that should. Juliana Margulies gets left off for The Good Wife. Kerry Washington was snubbed for Scandal. So here you have who everyone had been assuming for the last couple of years was going to be the first black woman to win Best Actress in a Drama Series. Now is not even in the running, because there's so many roles for strong black women that were no longer, like, hunting for the one that might possibly win. Now we have enough to, like, dump somebody off the list that's just as deserving as the other 18. Like,
vote somebody off the island who only studied two emotions in acting school instead of all of them.
I love that joke. Ellie Kemper for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Even though Kimmy Schmidt made it in for Outstanding Comedy Series, Titus Burgess gets nominated for the performance of the year. I cannot tell you how many times this week I have sat down to the two episodes of Kimmy Schmidt. The one where he films Pinot Noir, and the one where he goes mid-sized car, Malamar, Tom Berenjar, Roseanne Barr. Oh, my God. The episode where he films Pinot Noir, and I just about shit my pants while he does it.
They end up in, like, Rich Bitch's house.
and the curtain...
yes.
The episode where they go to court and Tina Fey is playing. They're playing Chris and what's OJ's lawyer's names?
Oh,
it's Chris Reardon or whatever his name is, and Martin Wallace.
Yeah, Marcia Clark.
And the whole joke is that no one knows who they are because they're down to like doing an Indiana like trial because they failed everywhere, and all of a sudden John Hamm is playing the mm-hmm. the groupie, the evil cult leader. And Chris tells him, can you try on these gloves, please? And John Hamm is trying on the OJ gloves. And he's like, they don't fit. They don't fit.
Look, they don't fit.
And Chris goes, well, God damn it. We got to find out who these belong to. It is one of the most inside baseball jokes of all time. And it lands so hard and so well. So Tina Fey nominated for guest actress, John Hamm nominated for guest actor, Jane Krakowski nominated for best supporting actress. Like, they got nominations all over the board. Unfortunately, Ellie Kemper was not nominated, and it's shocking. Jim Parsons not nominated for The Big Bang Theory. Honestly, The Big Bang Theory is having a very weak year. After all my time catching up on that series to have this, I just feel like they're all cashing a paycheck. Like, no one's working that
hard. They're over it.
There have been, like, two charming. I think they'll pick it up next year. I think they're getting the email that, like, all right, work a little bit harder. Lena Dunham, Gone for Girls. Good, because I hate that fucking show. NBC Parenthood, nothing. Sons of Anarchy, very little. Mandy Patinkin for Homeland. Although Homeland did get nominated for... what was the redemption of that series. Like, that show went from iffy to fantastic in one season. I have never seen a show go so far down the drain and come up so high. So well done there. So we'll just go to the best surprises. I was going to do this myself, but I figured somebody already wrote this.
No, it's the internet. Somebody already
got to it. So the drama actor category, Kyle Chandler for Bloodline. Better Call Saul's lead actor got nominated. We've already talked about drama actress category and just how amazing that category is. Robin Wright, House of Cards. How could she not win? Elizabeth Moss for Mad Men. Fantastic. Claire Danes for Homeland. An amazing season. Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black. Viola Davis and Taraji P. Henson. Like, that is an incredible cast. And if you think if you're going to have a vagina and be an actress, get on television. Don't even bother with movies. They all suck for women. Get on TV. We have your acting roles waiting. Blackish, Anthony Anderson was nominated. Will Forte for The Last Man on Earth. Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent. Everybody else can stay home. I think that one is just in the bag.
Yeah.
Judith Light was not nominated for supporting actress as his wife, but Abby Kaufman, I always get her name wrong.
Which
Abby
one?
Hoffman.
I think it's with an H.
Abby Hoffman. She was nominated for The Daughter, and she was such a good role, and I was really surprised that they dug that deep to find it. I'm like, these people are watching. Tomlin gets Lily Tomlin for Grace and Frankie. Mm. There was some complaints that Jane Fonda was just kind of playing herself, and Lily Tomlin was giving you something kind of like out of character for her. So that had been in the mix for a while. Okay. People are like, oh, are they snubbing her for some reason? No. It's a tough year for best actress. Like, seriously, it's
sure.
a tough
There's
year.
A lot of people in there.
A lot of people, and they're all well-deserving. Amy Schumer gets nominated like 1,000 different ways. Writing of a comedy series. She gets best actress in a comedy series. She gets best live sketch show and best comedy series. Like, I mean, they just found ways to nominate Amy Schumer. So clearly they spent the last 3 months watching every episode of Amy Schumer.
I'm still catching up.
Key and Peele gets Outstanding Sketch Show, Variety Special, Short Format, Writing Categories, and Keegan-Michael Key got one for Supporting Actor in a Comedy. I was shocked by that. Not that he's not phenomenal in his Angry Obama, I think, got him that nomination, mm-hmm. just the fact that he's been in every movie lately.
He has been in a lot of shit lately.
A lot of shit. Niecy Nash, if you haven't been watching HBO's Getting On about the like long-term care, not really a nursing home that's adjacent to the hospital. Very funny, very real. Laurie Metcalf, Niecy Nash, and what's her butt that voices? She's a voice on Family Guy. No, she was on Modern Family. She was the short Asian woman. Really fucking funny. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't think of her name.
Wait, you're
the doctor? Are you talking about
Laurie Metcalf's the doctor, and then the head nurse is what's her butt from Mad TV and
Miss Swan,
Miss Lucy Swan,
right? Miss Swan,
Miss Swan. Oh my God, her name is escaping me.
She's Lois on Family Guy as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyways, she is one of the stars of
Alex Borstein.
Yes, yes. So she's in it. If you've not been watching, that show was very realistic, very funny. American Horror Story Freak Show got a lot of nominations, even though I really didn't like that season. But oh well. So You Think You Can Dance is back in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I've
caught a couple of them.
Three choreography nominations. Kat Dealey for Best Host, because she is the best hope ever on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel she's my best friend. I feel we're very close.
Oh,
I just want to know.
Does she know? Sure.
Yeah, well, we're working on it. She's very tall, so I don't think she can hear me yet.
Right. Maybe she just hasn't gotten your letter yet.
So I was very excited because for those of you that are not watching, please just turn on your TV if you don't want to watch it and walk away so that they don't
cancel it
because this show has been hanging on for a couple years because the descent of the quality of American Idol people think has carried over to So You Think You Can Dance, and it's kind of been thrown in the same boat of shit show. And well, it's not. It just keeps getting better and better and better. And
no, Buddy had a rant the other day about the street stage.
It makes no sense because they've always done street versus stage. Mm-hmm. They've always had a mix and they make them do different styles. Now, instead of having it like top 10 boys and top 10 girls, now it's like top 10 people that are stage and top 10 people are street, because they'd get rid of a girl and a guy when there was like two shitty girls but they'd had to get rid of a guy because of that. So
it's like you can't compare apples and oranges. It's got to be these are all certain talent.
But they make them learn the different choreography. So the ballet dancer had to do a hip hop number. They always have. This is not new.
Not new.
There's not one thing new about it. It's just people bitching about something they read on the internet, but they're not actually, because if you watch the show, you can't tell the fucking difference. Yeah. Yeah.
People bitching about shit they read on the internet. Yeah. I thought that's the whole premise of our show.
But you actually
yeah.
You actually can't tell any difference. And last night, there was probably like four or five excellent numbers. One of the group numbers was spectacular. And then a couple of like, okay, these people are way out of their style. Like, this one guy should not be trying to do salsa dancing. Like, you shouldn't have a hip hopper and a ballet guy trying to do salsa. It worked for her. It didn't work for him. But he got booted off. So it's like, it's the way it goes.
Sure.
Hmm?
But the choreography is amazing. And Kat Dealey is my best friend.
Okay.
We're very close.
Have you liked her on the Facebook?
But let me tell you, I watched
it. She doesn't know.
No.
Well, I like her on the Facebook. I tell her how pretty she is.
She just doesn't like to admit it.
No.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want to make all her friends jealous.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But I have to tell you, I watched it live. I screamed out loud, as did the entire press. You know, when the press applauds, like in the Academy Award nominations, when the little one that everyone's hoping for sneaks in and the press actually applauds. Tatiana got a round of applause, and they actually had to pause for a second. And Titus Burgess, they just got like, rah! Like they went nuts because everyone was like, there is a slight chance that he's going to sing Pinot Noir on the Emmys. Sure. Like there's a slight chance that they're going to bring this absolute fool out there, and if not, do the Lion King and just hand the cat to the guy in the audience.
Clean pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
If you're ever depressed, just watch an episode of Kimmy Schmidt. You'll piss your fucking pants. So you go online, look at all the nominations. It's going to be a very exciting show. Darren Criss got nominated for the original song he wrote for the finale of Glee. Which was actually a nice song. Nice. So that was nice. So there's little surprises, and there's like 9 million categories.
I was just looking at them. There's kind of a lot.
Oh, there's a lot. There's like 90-some.
I was going to study up and read some, and then I went, No.
It took.
I'm just going to wait for Al to tell me about it.
And there is a chance that Modern Family could end up with a record-breaking 6th Best Comedy Emmy, although the competition this year is just too tight. People are very sentimental about the Parks and Rec finale season. clearly, Kimmy Schmidt's very popular. You can always tell when someone has watched it, because they're usually just sitting there giggling whenever you say Pinot Noir.
How did Silicon Valley get nominated?
You know, and I don't
that
know.
That show's not funny.
It's not. But they had a couple of good episodes. Of but it's an inside joke that I just.
I mean,
think
I get the inside baseball to it. Like I kind of do. I get the. But it's seriously the one big-eyed kid with the just the dry kind of I don't get it responses, and that's funny for two.
And the
episodes.
Absolute pig that runs the house.
Well, he's kind
and
of.
And
hilarious.
now that the Indian guy and the nerd are fighting about who's the shittier human.
Yeah.
But it's not funny. And to me, I was like, if you were going to cancel a not funny show on HBO, cancel that, not Looking. Like, I thought,
no.
To me, Looking was more entertaining. And I really liked The Leftovers, too. So I was
disappointed. I need to watch
and then
that.
Someone asked about Hannibal. The fact that there are categories for cinematography and Hannibal doesn't get nominated, when that cinematography is so beautiful, it's shocking. I just don't know what people are watching or if they're just not watching on a big enough screen, because that show is so absolutely beautiful to watch. And if you saw this last week...
I did not.
It was so gross out. How is this on television between, like, and full on lesbian sex last week? Like, nothing left the imagination about lesbian sex last week. On NBC, on Thursday, they moved it to Saturdays now. And a buzzsaw to some guy's head, like, faced, like, rip. Seriously?
In different scenes?
Yeah, oh, everything.
Two different scenes, or is that all, like, one scene?
They always do some kind of contrast in absolute horribleness. Like, when they sewed up his guts that were cut out, and then embalmed the girl they kept going back and forth between her embalming and slicing her chest, like, drilling her chest open and ripping it apart. Like, it's horrible.
Wow.
Her autopsy, his saving surgery. And this year it was... They had put a fetus to grow inside a pig, and so while they cut open the pig to get the baby out to find out if it was alive or dead, they were like just juxtaposing this with cutting off some guy's face in graphic detail to put it on someone else's, and you have to like wait for the person to wake up to find out like who's wearing the face, whose face got cut off, who's dead, who's alive. And it was so beautiful, but it was like sheep shit eating.
I feel like a Bloody Mary was a bad choice.
Good morning. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And syrup, that syrup's going to make a mess.
Syrup down.
All right. So
mimosas can be next. We still have those together.
I can't wait to have more
waffles and bacon.
Waffles and bacon.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like you're just getting better.
.com.
So the Kennedy Center Honors, which is what I always call the best time for
a gay man and his mother
to spend the couple days after Christmas, whenever they do it, or Clayton and I, as the case may be.
Sure, I'm fine.
They announced what I think is just going to be a fantastic show. Sometimes I look at the honorees and I think, that's going to be tough, and then they blow me away. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, how did I doubt you people? You're clearly so good at what you do. They have The Eagles. How's that going to go wrong? Carole King. Filmmaker and Star Wars creator George Lucas, which is going to have something going on. And then you get Rita Moreno. Think of the dance numbers.
For real.
And the songs. She
tap shoes are ready.
She played. She has played every nationality. She was Siamese in The King and I. I mean, this is range.
If you please.
That's not even a nationality anymore.
Broadway star Cicely Tyson and someone who I'd never heard. A conductor who I'm just not going to do the misservice of mispronouncing his name. But he conducted something.
Probably very talented.
So I'm hoping they will. I'm hoping someone will get on the air and pronounce it better than I ever could. So, that was faster than I thought it was going to be. If you don't sit me down in front of the whole list, I don't read it. Isn't it good that I didn't bring it? So, movie reviews. Trainwreck. Really, really funny. Judd Apatow drives me batshit crazy because he makes his people so unlikable. And I think it's always based on his wife. I think she might be a miserable cunt.
All right.
Because there's always a character in the movie that just goes too far in an argument. Like, there's a scene in Knocked Up. Where the two lead characters have an argument in the car on the street.
Catherine Heigl and Jufro, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jufro. Yeah, exactly. It's good morning. Hello, Israel.
I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But you knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Just say Jufro. We're all there. But they have a scene where they fight, where they say things to each other that I'm like, after being shitty to each other through the whole movie. Like, they haven't been nice
for the
whole movie.
Oh, like the big one where they don't talk, like, the climax and the...
Yeah, and I'm
the
like,
insurmountable obstacle in the format that is a rom-com.
That is... But it is Judd Apatow, where he takes it to a point where, like, you just wouldn't talk to
just
that person again.
Just a little bit
again.
Uncomfortable.
Like,
you're like,
no, we're not... We're not going to make up after that. Like, right. I'm not going to seriously ever want you inside me after you said that thing out loud. Seth Rogen.
Sure.
Yeah, that's him. So, and... He has a couple of movies where he does that, where he just makes the characters have some kind of a conflict where one of them, like, that's too far. Like, who are these people in your life that talk like this? Like,
right.
there's a point where you're like, you know what, maybe I should leave the room, or maybe we just don't like, or maybe we just hate each other and I'm going to spew all this shit, knowing we will never see each other again. And this movie, that you could tell that they're going for it. There's two actors on screen really going to that place of, like, one more word and you're like, no, there's nothing going to make up for what the horrible thing you just said. And right. the scene cut, like, and someone just walks in and goes, I think that's enough for today. And like any human would, like right. someone would just be like,
and scene.
And the character literally says, I think that's enough for today. And I was like, wow, that's admirable restraint. Because there's witnesses. Someone would stop those kind of conversations in Judd Apatow movies. He drives me nuts with that shit. Okay. And every episode of Girls, I would stab her in the neck and leave.
I couldn't watch it.
Bitch be crazy. It's like a white woman problem taken to the nth degree. With
I
the
tried
woman
with
that you,
Girls time and time again, and I could not get through
the first season was okay. Like, the second season, I hated her. I physically wanted to kill her.
There was nothing appealing in that for me.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. Huh?
Now, is John Cena some kind of a wrestler? Is he a wrestler?
He is. He's on WWF.
Oh, my God. He's in the first part of it. In his part of the he is hysterical, and so is...
They call him Marky Mark.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hey, Marky Mark.
Oh, like LeBron James.
I can see that.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And all the jokes about LeBron James being good with money are really fucking funny. Splitting stuff. And he's like, I don't want to be like MC Hammer. Just very funny. then we saw The Gallows. Trashy horror movie. 9 p.m. showing. Right. No children. So it was already an epic, great event.
Well, it was already a win. Right?
But the best part of it was the guy that is the lead character. I don't know if he's the lead character. The person like starting the motion, that's getting it all in motion and filming the whole thing, is a complete douche and just makes me hate Nebraska. Like, okay. I just wanted to go to Nebraska and drop an A-bomb. I hated this character so much.
Wow.
But the guy that plays the lead is so lovely that I was like, oh, please keep him alive a little bit longer. Hmm. Just pretty. And every time they show him, I'm like, oh, you're just lovely. And then it's Kathy Lee's daughter, Cassidy, is the lead girl. Mm-hmm. She's delightful. And I'm like, does your praying, drinking mom know that you're in a horror movie?
Oh, yeah, because the mom had a big party and they all went to watch it.
But very...
And drink.
Very Kathy Lee appropriate. Like, they kept... It was R-rated for the violence and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But very... No, like, nobody did the dirty. There was no... like big swear words, but it was a nice little scare movie. Like, I got some good scares out of it, and I just kept laughing that was
Cassidy Gifford.
Mm-hmm. And she's either Kathy Lee is way shorter than any of us knew, or this girl's tall. Because I saw
Frank Gifford is short.
But I've seen Frank Gifford. You said he's short.
Well, he's now 80.
I don't believe that. Well, no, but
yeah, but I mean,
he might.
I saw a picture with
her
with Kathy Lee and the daughter, and the daughter looked like she was standing on like milk crates. Like,
sure.
So it was, but I just got such a kick out of that when I saw her name. Oh, in Trainwreck, I don't know if it's a surprise or not, but there is a bit of stunt casting in Trainwreck. That towards the end of the movie, I actually shouted out the actress's name because all I kept thinking was, this actress is so good. Who is playing this role? Mm-hmm. Like, what a funny, great character. Like, what a great breakout role for somebody that I've never heard of. And then I realized, too, like, an Academy Award-winning actress was, like, all this hair and makeup. Yeah. And Buddy said he didn't know till the credits, so I won't spoil it for you. Yeah. But there's an Academy Award-winning actress buried under... a really funny wig and a really, really funny character.
Kathy Lee is 5'5".
Okay, so the daughter's like 5'11 or something. She's a tall girl.
Yeah, because how tall is Frank?
Oh, that boy that's in that movie, the dark-haired one, is just...
I'm going to Google it now.
Looks like that Tom Welland that played Superman, remember, in the Boy in Tight show? What was that show called? Smallville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Looks a bit like him, but even better looking. And the hair just kept getting better and better. I was like, I'm going to need a minute alone.
Ryan Shoes?
Not in public, honey.
Sure, possibly. He's got dark hair.
I'm going by names at this point.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll find out. And then for everyone's reading pleasure, I just want someone to tell me before I get into it if Set a Watchman. What's the name?
Oh, the new To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. What's it called? To Set a Watchman.
New, something like that.
The new Harper Lee novel.
Yeah. Shocking. Yeah. Like written before, and I guess it wasn't really edited correctly.
It's just supposed to be the rough draft, and her family, I think, wants to make money. And
she's alive.
Yeah, she's still alive.
But her family just wants
not
to make
dead.
Money.
Yeah.
And so it was in a safety deposit box.
Well, just the fact that it was.
I don't think it was her going, hey, let's get some cash.
But I guess
they're apparently trying to find her. State of mind right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, she gave an interview and she seemed pretty with it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're looking into it.
I agree, but they're saying that the fact that it's not edited is really of some concern. Like that they are thinking this is what she wrote, and they're like, well, keep the characters, maybe do something else with it, and that's how she got.
This was like this was the original and what it would have been.
Yeah.
And then it basically Atticus Finch is a complete racist, and it's
that's
like
what the internet keeps telling me.
Yeah, it's supposedly like
He's a typical 1950s Southerner from Alabama. Sure. So I just want to know.
I'm intrigued because I'm intrigued too. I'll probably read it by next week.
I'm kind of afraid because To Kill a Mockingbird is so beautifully
iconic,
written.
Yeah.
Erin was saying that something she saw either on NPR or that she read somewhere. Is that Scout, which didn't surprise me in the least, for all of us.
Big lesbian.
Big lesbian. Mm. And the idea that...
Oh, I was kidding.
No.
A real rug muncher.
No, but that's a big thing where it was like, you know, if this had come out years later, that it could have been something where Scout could have been a very prominent gay character.
Oh, right. Mm.
And or transgender-ish. I mean, they were reading things, I think, completely kind of into it with some stuff. But
oh, I agree.
I was really intrigued.
I'm
with Amina.
Amina, that's what I think too. If it was just good editing on the first book that got her there, if they just took the story and it could, from what I've heard, it
terrifies me that it could ruin a legacy. It could ruin, you know, anything about her, and the fact that that book was just like what that book means to so many people.
Oh, and we've talked about that. Yeah. Stand up, honey. That's your daddy passing. Like, there's just there's so much in that. The
so
book, the
much.
Movie, so much. Yeah.
And then that you're like, oh, so
that's it. And I'll just put it out there now. I love Yaya on So You Think You Can Dance this season. I actually remember her from the auditions last year, and I've been cheering her on, and she was so good, so good last night. So. Yeah, for the win for me. And tonight is the 10th anniversary program. It's probably too late to tape it. It'll be on Fox On Demand. All the best dances of the last 10 years.
Hulu as well. I looked it up.
Choreographers are coming. Everybody's come back. Choreographers, dancers, they all come back because they all appreciate the show and it's so good. So. Good morning. I'm going to go get some more breakfast.
Well, of course
you
are.
Good morning.
We're getting ready to go into some stuff with Kat Carlson, but this first.
You're listening to Cue Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
This is the Cue Talk America Radio Network.
All right, tonight in this shit show of a segment, which I think is what we ought to call it from now on, this shit show of a segment.
Yes.
I've got some leftover articles that we actually never got to last week, so I want to talk about how San Francisco's city officials just shut down Fox News. I want to talk about the dildos in the sky, which I never ever got to. We got to talk about Donald Trump and all of his shenanigans. And I've got a couple other funny stories.
Speaking of dildos in the sky, he's flying all over America. So he's... I'm going to start by getting more of what Al just got. But you know what's funny is I thought we did the dildo story last week only because the next day I saw pictures of it. I'm like, we talked about this last night.
We talked about it. No, we never really got it.
Okay, well, that explains why I wasn't very familiar with it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, we'll start with kind of an all-skate, and we'll just say Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like, A, we should maybe just stop saying his name, except for he's polling so unbelievably well, it frightens the living shit out of me.
Out of everyone.
And it kind of makes me want to go and shake all 11,000 people that went, and God love Bernie Sanders, but, like, I love everything he has to say, but he's not going to get elected, so make sure that you remember that.
Right.
Because there's just not going to be the money for it. You know what I mean? Like, I love, show me a socialist and, you know.
And I'll show you a best friend.
Right. I'm all about it.
And now, there's been some conflict. Who got more people? Because Trump says he did, but from crowd sources, everyone's saying that Bernie Sanders got more people.
Everything I've seen, I don't know what Trump's numbers were, but everything I've seen says that Bernie Sanders attracted 11,000 people in Arizona, of all places.
Yeah, but...
Like, that's been the headline, is that in Arizona, the tried and true red state...
But Trump is saying that he had more. He just keeps saying, I had more than Bernie Sanders... They both had to change venues. They both had to go bigger.
Right.
But I was...
Let me do a quick Google search.
I was surprised by both of them having to leave their particular spots.
Well, the Huffington Post, who... Did you see the article that the Huffington Post... Or not the article. The we're not going to report on his clown car show anymore. Did
it's
you see
that
post?
It's an entertainment with the Kardashians. I love it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. They're like, we're not going to call Donald Trump politics anymore. We're just going to slide this on over to entertainment.
It's a shit show.
Thank God for the Huffington Post. But said Huffington Post says that Trump exaggerates his crowd size in Phoenix.
Yes,
scan,
he
scan,
did.
Scan. Trump claimed to be speaking in front of 20,000 people. Then his Facebook claimed 15,000 people.
And the city of Phoenix came out and said, no.
The Washington Post put the audience at 4,200.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many were paid for? Because, you know, that's his other thing, is he pays people to be in his...
show the fuck up. Yeah.
Right.
Hired mourners.
Hired I don't.
Good mourners.
Good mourners.
I don't even know. My favorite new stunt, though, did you hear about this one? He went ahead and just gave out Lindsey Graham's phone number.
I did hear about
did
that today.
This one?
He went all Joan Rivers on their ass.
Was like, go ahead, call him. Here's the number at wherever the fuck he was speaking at. I think this was just yesterday, right?
He is...
South Carolina. No, it was this morning.
This morning.
Donald Trump's in South Carolina this morning and talking shit about Lindsey Graham and says, hey, call him. Here's his number.
It's so unbelievable.
Though,
it's so unbelievable. And you're like, you just want to watch. It's like driving past a wreck on the freeway. You just want to see how bad it is.
But you know what?
I just can't watch him shush people anymore.
Oh.
When he's being interviewed and he has to keep shushing them because they're trying to throw facts at him.
Right.
And he speed volley.
Right. No facts. I'm loving how people are kind of responding to him because Lindsey Graham goes ahead onto Twitter, which is where you go, and posts, probably getting a new phone.
Yeah.
iPhone or Android.
Because it really was his number, because of course CNN called
him. Yeah, because then everybody started calling him.
I wonder all of a sudden he's just sitting there and all of a sudden his phone just literally blows up.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
All of a sudden, I'm getting a new phone
CNN
now.
CNN said that it identified the number as Lindsey Graham's phone, but the mailbox was full. Yeah. Can you imagine A, being lucky enough to get in and be one of the first like 20 callers? Because that mailbox is only like 20 messages deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your phone's only going to hold like 20, 30 messages unless you're paying for some Uber voicemail. Like,
okay. I did not know that because I never get that deep in my phone.
No.
And he also doesn't answer my mail. Isn't he the one that doesn't use email? He doesn't know how to use email and phones. Like he still had a flip phone.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, this is a guy that's famous for being so technically challenged.
He was you from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Judy Jetson,
he's
the gayer,
phone
of the
though.
Future.
Yeah, he's gayer though.
Okay.
Way gayer. But yeah, it's like a sideshow that I can't even wrap my mind around the possibility that
and his whole
people
thing
are actually on board.
Uh huh.
Like, how are people on board with this?
It's a Republitard sideshow. If you watch the people on stage and they don't look hired, it's at a senior center where he gave out the phone number. And there's a troop of women to his left, our right, that are just eating it up with a spoon. And either they're really great actresses that haven't heard about the work that's going on television.
Mm-hmm. Can't get a job in movies, so they're standing by Donald Trump.
But it's insane that they're just so excited by him and just laughing as he's, you know, all the shit he's saying about McCain. And the McCain thing is so wrong.
Oh, I only skimmed the McCain thing for a minute, but yeah, the snarky remark about one, I like him uncaptured.
That's the one where he's shutting down.
Like the war heroes that don't get caught.
That don't get caught, yeah. Right.
But and then go ahead.
He says, he's not a hero. And then the guy that's interviewing him is clearly trying to help him. And he's a hero.
He's a hero.
He's a fact, sir, or ma'am.
He's only a hero because he got caught. I like my heroes that don't get caught. And then
he goes, well, I guess he probably is a hero. But he does it like all like complete snark.
Yeah.
And even though I'm convinced John McCain wants to invade Safeway, then he has a plan.
Sure.
I'm sure he does.
He's looking for Arturo.
And a kid.
Arturo! It doesn't matter what the country, the ocean is, John McCain is ready to invade.
And I'm sure he has a contingency plan for just in case the weather's bad.
Oh, he can probably get the sharks out of there.
Yeah, and he's gonna increase the troops pretty soon.
No,
so right. There's a lot to make fun of with
there's
McCain.
There's plenty of McCain
but
to be made fun of.
You certainly don't need to go to. He's not a war hero. That's just shittiness.
Right. He's not a hero because they hung him up by his thumbs when he was 20 something. Like, give the man his credit.
From a guy who's like such a draft dodger, but John Stewart, if you can find,
I watched it.
John Stewart last night was genius. And
I'm
he's
gonna miss him so, so much.
I am too. I mean, and he says it right
then.
He's like,
a little bit.
This is the gift that won't stop giving. He's like, there's so many things I could cover right now. He's like, but you know what? I'm just killing time for two more weeks. So let's just roll the tape. And then he just goes at it.
And he used to say that about George W. too. He used to just be like, "This is just handed to us."
Yeah, it's just writing itself.
You would have thought that both Stewart and Letterman would have been like, "Let me get through the 16 election. I'll just retire. I'll retire when the inauguration happens in 16, and then we're done."
Because everything stops 17. Being sexy like the day after the election cycle ends. Oh, yeah. And everybody's like, "What's the new format? Why are our ratings dropping?" Because the election's over. Everyone's burned out.
Right. Everybody's done. And
everyone's
tired.
Mindless entertainment.
And they went to watch Real Housewives. Like.
But the part two of Jon Stewart was so fucking funny because he interviews this guy who's like, he's representing assholes. They're like, well, other politicians are assholes. He's like, yeah, but they apologize. This guy's an asshole. Like, the guys that laugh at the wrong part of Wolf of Wall Street. And he just goes on to, like, explain about what a true asshole he is. And it's a beautiful, whoever that guy is, that's his new reporter on the street.
Oh, I didn't see the second half. I only saw the first where he's like, Don't let him die for 3 weeks. Don't let this end. I only saw that first part.
Oh, no. The part two where the guy about a real asshole, like it'll be our first openly
asshole
closet president. Closet asshole president. It was just delightful. But it's on the Facebooks. It's all over the internet.
I'm going to find it.
And it has a big sign to click for part two. Like, please do not turn this off until part
please
two.
Please keep clicking.
I'll look for it. Okay.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, Donald Trump is joined by some gems. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that he's got to beat down for crazy of the year.
Well, 15 other people.
15 other people. Yeah, I've got you want the whole list? You want the whole roster? The whole race?
Yeah, that's good.
In order of announcement.
Sure.
Okay.
I know.
All right, because then you're going to cap it off with the idiot that joined today.
Exactly. All thank right. God for Wikipedia. So we started out with Ted Cruz, God love him, mm-hmm. best-selling author, whether it's disputed or not. Rand Paul, such a sweetie. Marco Rubio.
Ophthalmologist.
Marco Rubio. Thirst quencher. My namesake, Dr. Ben Carson.
Yes. Oh.
And you know what? You know how crazy people have gotten that we've just forgotten about that level of stupid.
I know.
He's
although,
almost sane.
I got a comment on the Dr. Ben Carlson page that said some bullshit that I didn't even understand that was like, well, you're for this, so you must be something else. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I haven't even heard. I thought Dr. Ben Carson was going to be the crazy of the pack. But no.
Oh,
good
no.
Night, Harrison.
Then we've got the CEO or the former CEO of Hewlett Packard, Carly Fiorina.
I forgot about her.
Right?
So she had an interview today crazy. Where they were like, oh, yeah, you're still running for president, right? We got to ask you a question.
Still
so,
you.
So they're saying, like, why aren't females getting behind your campaign? And she's like, well, you know, it's really atrocious the way that the liberals treat Hillary Clinton. And then she went to this whole abortion debate. And he goes, yeah, but there's Republican women, too. How come Republican women don't like you? It was, and you could tell he wished he had phrased it better, but it was, good morning. It's so, why don't Republican women, like, oh my God. And she had done this whole explicit, horrible story about rape and that thing that's going right. on, that edited horrible thing on Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, 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 we get all that, but why don't Republican women like it?
What I'd love to see is if, like, news people decided that it was just, like, an arena style like gladiator fight
ooh, to the death
and just started like letting them just start swinging at each other now.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be delightful.
Like how
questions
fun.
To the death.
But carrying on down the list, what are we like six people into the list already? Yeah. We still got more. We got Mike Huckabee. We got Rick Santorum. Mm. Ugh.
Yeah. Bro. There's another one. Who? Oh my God. I can't even tell you what I almost, cause I thought about, Jesus Christ. I almost typed that. You know, the name of his ranch.
That hasn't gone away yet.
We can still uncover the picture of his ranch. No.
We've got Governor George Pataki. We've got Lindsey Graham. Rick Perry.
So we have an openly gay man. We should be excited about that.
Well, that is very exciting. Yeah, log cabiners. Jeb Bush, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Donald Trump. Bobby Jindal.
Bobby Jindal.
Jesus.
Chris Christie. Finally jumped his way in. Scott Walker. We thought we were done.
Nope.
But Scott Walker, that's enough. Doors are closed. Seats are full.
Cars full.
No.
They strap one to the hood.
No. Governor of Ohio, John Is it Kasich?
Sure.
Kasich. I think it's Kasich. And actually the only normal person in the bunch.
Is he weirdly normal?
He is the odd man out by not being a complete and total asshole.
Born May 13th, age 63, from McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. Current governor of Ohio.
And they have no idea how he's going to get any attention because he has very few controversial positions. And he's from Ohio, which is so red-blue confused that they really don't do anything all that crazy. Like, when they get a Republican governor of Virginia, they end up trying to do transvaginal ultrasounds. But Ohio keeps it in check.
Right.
Like, they keep
how it's supposed to work, as it turns out. That whole thing that's happening in Ohio
keep crazy
with the swing stating.
Two Confederate soldiers butt-fucking by a cannon. And all right, that's good enough.
We'll allow it.
Good morning.
Yeah. I really didn't understand the dramatic reenactment part of the show.
Well,
bull.
Wikipedia is such an optimist. They also have the following. Following notable individuals have taken one or both of the following actions by either formally announcing their candidacy or filing as a candidate. And that would be Mark Everson, former commissioner of the IRS.
Never heard of him.
And Jack Fellur.
Nope.
A perennial candidate from West Virginia.
Oh, so, sure.
So he's got to jump up just because he does. So, Jack, I look forward to hearing about your candidacy as well. I can't even wrap my mind around this. Like,
And you have to poll in the top 10 to make it to the debate stage. Uh-huh. They won't let all 16 on. They're keeping it to the top 10. And you just want Bobby Jindal to walk up to the microphone and say, "Stupid is a stupid does," and then just walk away. Because
I feel like I would vote
or
for
just
a guy
replay
like that,
his
maybe.
Commercial.
I mean, he is seriously like Sarah Palin light. Like he is so stupid.
Yeah. It's going to be so interesting to watch. Like this year,
And I like it when he pretends that he has no Indian heritage.
I feel like they have a combined IQ of my weight.
Yeah.
That could be.
And I mean, I'm not a thin girl.
I was just going to say that's being kind, but I think that's a fat joke.
I'll allow it.
We're in the middle of what we call the clown car fill-up. We're going to come right back with some more from Kat Carlson. We have a whole hour to go. God knows we have a lot of topics to hit on.
I'm going to talk real slow.
It's all right. We'll figure it out.
Good morning.
Drinking word delicious. Is good morning. But,
thank you. Yes, there.
Hopefully it's good. It's a good morning where you are, wherever you're listening. Thanks everybody for hanging with us. Anant and Drew and Amina. Aaron from L.A.
Good, right?
All in the chat room. Join us, won't you? We'll be back right after this. More with Kat Carlson.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. It's the beginning of hour three on this, our three-hour show. On a Tuesday night, we're coming to you live from Studio C. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Reiner. That's Al Perkins. We're doing a little brunch.
I didn't put an N in it while I was gone.
What'd I say?
Reiner.
It's a weekly
thing. Look, I am better at your name than he is.
You're absolutely correct.
However,
that's a low bar indeed, sir.
Thank you. However, one time while you were gone, he got your complete name right and didn't even have to look at the chair. And he's like, how did I do that?
I know, that's great. That's
what kind of voodoo is
like
this?
Like angels were just speaking through your mouth.
Yes. We're doing a breakfast at night show. Marnie's having finally a plate of waffles and bacon. We have Bloody Marys.
They do the job. I'm glad you're
Kat brought a homemade from scratch waffle mix and made them in the little waffle iron. Yeah. It's lovely. Who the fuck was that? Al did bacon.
Matt, nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Kat.
Hi, Tom.
Al did bacon.
I'm running for Republican president.
Are you?
There's plenty of room.
Congratulations.
Hi, Bobby.
I just love all the world's brown people are sorry for Bobby Jindal. He is a tard of the highest. I really call him Sarah Palin light. Because there are times where he talks to her, I'm like, oh, shh. Yeah. It's got to be past your bedtime, sir or ma'am.
Take your medicine.
Yeah.
No.
That's so fun.
Continuing on with Kat Carlson and whatever the hell she's talking about.
Yeah. Why is Ernie still awake?
What did they? What did school she call it? Start.
School's not. School's out.
Oh, that's right.
The that's litter
right.
box. What did somebody call your?
No,
segment?
That's a no and a no and a no.
That was very funny.
We're not going with the cat puns, especially not a litter box. Some bullshit.
Some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
It made me laugh.
It's, shit.
It's ass jewelry or whatever the
yeah.
hell.
Well, yeah, twinkle tears.
The twinkle tears segment with Kat Carlson.
That I might allow. when we have our production meeting, we can talk about that.
I am not going to marry you. That's just ass jewelry for your cat.
I have to write that down.
You know that day's coming.
Right next to shrieked about a show tune and passed out. Famous quotes about Al. All right. Good Lord. Well, cities around the country should take note from San Francisco, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
For many, many reasons, but in this particular case, San Francisco was kind of facing a little bit of a controversy because apparently there was a white woman killed by an undocumented immigrant.
Uh-huh.
And Fox News was appalled, saying that the members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors enabled the murder of this woman by declaring the city a sanctuary city where undocumented workers, like people, can access things like, I don't know, weird health care and police and fire assistance. You know, and other public services without fear of deportation or other forms of government reprisal. Like, that sounds like a horrible thing to say, you know what? Here's a few things that we think just people should have.
Right.
And we're not going to turn you in.
Yeah, and we won't actively pursue you.
We will treat your flu symptoms and we're just going to say, okay.
So you don't die.
Go on back
home.
And
it's not the only one either. There's many sanctuary cities.
There's several cities. Yeah. No, San Francisco is certainly not the only one. But Fox News is appalled because a white woman was killed. God help us. But the supervisors, the Board of Supervisors, have decided to not talk to anyone wielding a Fox News microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, Katie Tang.
An unfortunate name. Let's
just
say it.
It is an unfortunate name.
See, she has a kid named Poon. We're just
she,
in trouble.
She well, was...
Or Mus-
yeah.
Mustang.
She very clearly and openly said to said Fox News reporter from the Bill O'Reilly Show, of course Fox News would be this rude. She said she turned and walked away, and when he chased her and continued to pepper her with questions about her role in the death of Katie Stern, she said, you're interviewing the wrong fucking person. Good job, Katie Tang. Nice. Scott Wiener, also unfortunately named.
Wow.
Good morning.
In another turn of events.
In the whole crotch show of the Board of Supervisors.
Didn't even break his stride as he made his way to his office, and he said to the reporter, Fox News is not real news.
I love that. He was my favorite.
Yeah, and you're not a real reporter. I talk to the real news.
And I think he said, I just gave them an interview. You can ask them. He said something fantastic. Like, yeah, I just finished up with the big boy, so you can go ask them.
They don't have this quote here, but yeah.
I wish I could find that audio clip.
Rolled that on up and said,
And they're walking away during it, so it makes it even better.
So good.
Like, no,
so
we're leaving now. We're done. Yeah.
Like, if only we could just convince a majority of people to roll their window up on the crazy.
Oh, I have just been reading. I have been lost on The Blaze and youngconservatives.com, I think, is the other one I've been reading.
Okay.
Because there's a story going around about, the story is about why there was hesitation to fly the national flag, wherever that is, if it's above the White House or, I'm not sure where the, nation's flag literally flies.
Oh, I don't know.
Why it was not at half staff for the shootings last week in Chattanooga, and they were saying there's rules about when to lower it, and like it's usually a dignitary or someone who's held office that they can't do it for every serviceman that dies, since these men died in service.
Sure.
That it shows a little bit of disrespect to those that they didn't lower it for. And we've been at war for 15 years, so the flag would just continuously fly at half staff.
It must be on the ground at
right.
this point.
Yeah, so almost my entire lifetime.
But so there's a meme going around the internet that says Obama won't fly the flag at half staff, but he demanded it flown that way for Whitney Houston. And because this nation of uninformed people that just believe whatever they read.
Whatever the headline is on Facebook is what people
believe. They're just going on and on about the disrespect of Whitney Houston, and it's because she's black, and that they did it for the people, the victims in Charleston, which they did not.
Right.
All these things. And there's one guy on there just pretty much like all in caps saying, I was there, I saw it. And they're like, you have all these investigative people saying, nope, didn't happen.
Yeah.
And they have a list of all the times the flag has flown, the national, I think it's above the White House, I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about, has flown at half staff, and it's not on the list. Like, it didn't happen.
I'm going to Google that.
Jersey's governor, Chris Christie, did have it flown at half staff for Frank Sinatra, you know, card-carrying member of the mob.
Sure.
Whitney Houston and another big Jersey, there was another big Jersey celebrity, from the E Street Gang. Clarence Clemons from the E Street Band.
That's right.
For their contributions to New Jersey, and various state governors can offer their state's flags to be lowered, and that the flag of South Carolina was flown at half staff, as well as South Carolina's state flag. And that's why it was so jarring to see the nation's flag, the flag of South Carolina at half staff, the coffin going by, and the Confederate flag at full staff just blowing in the breeze. Like,
right.
But when you read these pages, these people just don't, they just believe what these Breitbart fuckers are saying, and they just spew it back.
Sure.
And, like, somebody puts up an article from Snopes, and they're like, no, Snopes just verifies anything Obama says. Nope, they're just telling you the truth, and you don't want to hear it, so you're blaming Snopes. So then I was reading, and people are giving them, like, all the different lists of where you can find the times that it's been flown, and they're like, well, those are all lies. Like, and the one guy's like, I saw it with my own eyes, and they're like, no, you can't have. And everyone's like, it's an urban legend that you guys started, and now you believe it's true.
You believe your own shit.
And you're arguing with yourselves.
Mm-hmm. You said it enough times.
But
out loud.
I think they did fly the flag at half staff today.
Chattanooga shooting victims.
I think I found the audio clip of the guy telling him that they're not real. Let's see if this is actually what it is. Hang on.
We don't want to be a pest. Just literally a minute would be great.
Fox News is not real news, and you're not a reporter. I talk to real news only. Fox News is not real news.
We want to know if you show remorse. Are you upset that the president didn't reach out to the families?
Fox News is not real news.
Just keep saying that. Like, awesome. when you wake up, after you say good morning, say,
good morning.
Fox News is not real news. Good morning. Fox News is not real news.
There was another one that showed a lady walking out of the store where they're like, we try to get through to your office, and she's, you're asking the wrong fucking person.
Uh-huh. That's Twang.
That was Twang. Tang, ting, tong, poo, tang. Oh, that's Pootie Tang. Got her. All right, well, I'll get there.
Pootie Tang.
Whatever.
Similar.
As they call her in the knitting circles at Crochet Club. Yes.
Good Lord.
Hey, Pootie.
All right, talk loud. I got to make a drink.
All right, I'll talk loud. Okay, leftovers from last week. We never cut to the dildo story, and now there's follow-up.
Oh, thank God. I love dildo follow-up.
Thank God.
Good morning.
So as of last Tuesday, it was a brand new article that hundreds of phallic sex toys had been seen hanging in recent days from power lines across Portland, Oregon, provoking laughter and blushing and lots of photos.
Yeah.
The large white and bright orange dildos appeared to have been strung together in pairs and flung up over the power line like you would to the fat kid sneakers.
Right.
Like you do. A spokesman for the public utility Portland General Electric said he did not believe that the rubber products posed a fire hazard, so no one needed to worry.
Calm down.
Simmer down. It's going to be okay. And it's just like, this is Portland, Oregon going, yeah, all right. What? Yep.
Look at that.
Dildos. Look at that.
Look at that. Up there.
Look at that. So as it turns out, they found the perpetrator.
Oh.
Ah, true story. True story. So just this minute, we learned that someone in Portland, Oregon had been hanging hundreds of dildos.
But the one where, you recognize this? Is this yours?
Yeah. No, this is an industrious individual because she had flung hundreds of these dildos.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's like 10 times our listenership.
Literally.
At any given moment.
Good morning. It's math.
Yeah. So finally, the person responsible for the phallic prank reached out to an online blog called Vice. And she says it's part of a much larger sex toy offensive that she plans to continue.
The sex toy offensive.
She plans to continue tying together the rubber penises and tossing them around town.
Now, are they over telephone lines? Or?
Yeah, just over the power lines. Yeah.
What does the shoes mean?
The
drugs.
Fat kids.
Drugs.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a place. Oh, there's nice. A place yeah, in that neighborhood for drugs.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Well,
oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. It also annoys fat children, but I'm saying it's...
White people. I thought it was just being mean to kids.
It's a notification that there's a drug dealer in the area.
And I'd love to know how they got those up there.
Well, they stand there. And
when you're high enough, let me tell you, good morning. Those things... My legs just fly up.
Sorry, I'm so stupid. We're talking about sneakers. They just threw them. I thought they're high, and that takes a long time. And
superhuman powers.
You got time. You just flick them up there. They'll stick.
Drug dealers got lots of time on their hands.
That's true.
But they pay somebody to do
lots of time. Huh. After.
It's a part-time work, full-time pay kind of job.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Well, they found apparently it's a 20-something woman who's responsible. She's not named here because there's probably some sort of a littering... Something. She's a recent college graduate and a retail worker.
Probably enjoys a couple used dildos.
In porn.
She may be the daughter of Katie Tang.
She might be. She claims that she and a group of friends came into possession of more than 10,000 rejected dildos and other sex toys from a commercial manufacturer that was unable to sell them thanks to a design flaw.
Too big.
Oh. Ribbed the wrong way.
Is there?
She says,
or not ribbed.
Ribbed for his pleasure, not hers.
Her rationale was, if you have a bunch of sex toys lying around, what better use could they serve than decorating this fine city?
Oh my God. That's fantastic. Well, it's almost optimism.
You know what? I feel like it is. The dildo campaign, apparently, that's the name of my book. I swear I got to write this down.
Flying Dildo Campaign.
It sounds like
the event that started Vietnam.
That
you
might
throw
be the
one
name
more
of my
rubber
book.
Dick at me. I swear to God.
Across the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
He is on.
Oh, you've heard of the Tet Offensive. No, it's the Flying Dildo Offensive.
Hero Dildo.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
I don't either. But, yeah, apparently she's just bored and has a whole bunch of
So do we know when this
dildos.
Future... sex toy offensive is happening, or whatever the hell they called it.
Well, she
and
says
when
she's
they clean
she
and
says,
relocate the dildos program.
No, it says she's just continuing through her stockpile. Says she started with the white and orange dildos because they were the easiest to throw.
There's a lot of money, I feel like.
For some reason, I think the different colors don't really denote how easy they are to throw.
Perhaps they're categorized by size and color.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe the orange ones are the biggest ones.
Aerodynamic.
That's a tosser there.
Don't judge.
Look at that.
That's how I do mine.
Yeah, she says... she showed the interviewer...
I mean, funny.
She showed the interviewer allegedly photos of some bright purple... dildos that have not yet appeared on the Portland power lines.
Purple
coming
rain,
soon.
Yeah. Purple rain.
She says the butt plugs may also appear at some point once her group figures out a few logistical snags.
Now
she says
how to get them out of their asses.
Well, she
good morning.
Snap, crackle, pop, yeah. she said. Yeah.
This is a direct quote. She says,
good.
The dicks are easy. Oh. Grab the heads and throw the center of the string at the light. The plugs don't weigh enough for accuracy, and it has to be quick.
Oh, wow. Well.
I'm not sure what'll be done with all the butt plugs.
This woman has really researched her.
She has dirtied this show up quite a bit.
As you can imagine, city officials in Portland just have their panties in a twist over this.
Well, if they'd untwist them, they could use those butt plugs.
There'd be room.
The Portland police spokesperson, Pete Simpson, said he didn't even know how cops would begin to investigate this.
Smell them.
He says, I don't even know.
I can't even.
Even.
Well, somewhere, somebody knows where this stockpile of 10,000 defective phallus symbols are.
What was the name of my book? The Flying Dick What?
The Flying Dildo Offensive. The Dildo Defense.
Is the defect when they're like curved just too far to the left to make it work?
You know what? This particular article did not specify.
I just can't work with it.
Sure didn't tell me.
I cannot work.
And I tried. I read like seven.
Well, they're all left-handed. That's the problem.
No! Son of a bitch.
Any right-handed ones.
Oh, it's going to be a long hour because I think that was my coolest
thing. No, you've already blown through 17 minutes. Look at that.
I know. Look at that. 17 minutes gone. All right, when you think of gambling scandals.
Meow Cal, it seems like she's managed to put those dildos in some tight spots. Portland, Oregon, just say ah.
Welcome back, Meow Cal.
I didn't know why honey. They're defective. Yes, Bag of Nope, we're trying to figure that out too.
And aptly timed, yet again, Bag of Nope. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
She seems to just wander into these wonderful. All Jesus. Right, when you think gambling scandal, you think.
Donald Trump.
Muncie, Indiana.
Of course you do. I think Muncie, little, Indiana. A lot that's happens.
First thing that came to my mind.
I think little old ladies in Keno.
Walmart. Yeah. That's where they had the drug trade kind of thing going on.
With the
in
sneakers?
Walmart bathroom? No.
Were there sneakers Walmart above bathroom. The stall?
Yeah, probably.
Walmart bathroom?
I'm going to start looking Muncie, for the sneakers. Indiana story about Walmart bathroom where they had the crack.
Oh, there, remember?
Oh, my goodness.
They're making crack in the
Oh
bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. I thought,
and that's
okay.
where the ribs, where the woman like put a fork in the eye for the. Lots happens in Muncie.
So
over
I
the
see
last
this.
Rib
Goodness
at the barbecue.
Gracious, that happened in Muncie, Indiana too.
Muncie, Indiana. Well?
Muncie, Indiana.
I should listen to this show more
I'm
often.
I know.
Apparently, I was here when we did the story, and I don't remember.
A lot happens.
Fascinating
in Muncie,
things
Indiana.
Happen on this show.
Apparently,
I don't even
not
know.
Very. Very
I don't even
I
know
that
it's happening.
I got
happening.
You on that one.
Well, that's a lot happening.
Well, just this week, senior citizens in Muncie, Indiana got quite the scare last week when the state of Indiana told them their weekly euchre games were against the law.
Oh, euchre. First, you got to find somebody that can spell euchre.
Now, the moral of the story here is Bob that euchre? There's anybody investigating gambling in Muncie, Indiana. Like, right. Who knew they had a gambling
it's the
commission?
The hot spot of the Indiana.
My goodness, now those euchre clubs are having to change the way they play in a card controversy that even has the governor talking about it. There's enough not going on in Indiana.
There's enough not, yeah.
The governor's talking about the Muncie, Indiana euchre debacle.
Yes.
Well, Chief, we're going out to look for the euchres tonight. You got nothing else to do. Yeah.
It's a slow crime day Christ. When you're out to the
And
euchre
game. And what's a euchre game? Does anybody know what the hell that is?
Allegedly, it's a gambling card game.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's similar-ish to Pinochle.
Yeah, it's very similar to Pinochle.
Yeah, but I think
they play with the same deck.
I can't remember if you need a Pinochle deck or if it's a regular deck, but it takes a while to learn.
Ernie's from there.
Yeah. That's
Ernie
why
knows about
family.
No, she's from Muncie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I remember.
There's a reason those places are in flyover states. Good one, Tomo.
I find it to be just a shame because these are some upstanding, educated individuals
keep
here.
Educated out of
a direct quote from Janet Wise, a player.
Oh, wow.
A player.
She says, "We wasn't winning no big money or nothing like that. Not going to the casino. Let's just put it like that. We wasn't winning no big money or nothing like that.
Nothing like that. What you done did? What you done did playing euchre?
Is there a picture of this woman?
No, there's sure not.
She was the one eating the ribs, stabbing the eye
sure
out.
Sure not.
Stabbing the eye out.
Yeah.
I wonder if I Google players from Muncie. Well, can I get images on from Google?
Playa
from Muncie.
Playa.
And it's M-U-N-C-I-E, huh?
M-U-N-C-I-E, allegedly, according to
Muncie's a big, that's a big, it's a big city.
Okay.
Oh,
well, the governor of Indiana had to go ahead and weigh in. When Governor Pence became aware of the situation in Muncie this morning, he directed the Indiana Gaming Commission to make sure it does not have any plans to shut down the euchre card game. Thank God the governor stepped in, saving these old folks. Oh, don't shut down the euchre card games at the Delaware County Senior Citizen Center or take enforcement action against them. He asked the commission to review its procedures to ensure common sense prevails when reviewing complaints and concerns. Clearly, there's not enough happening in Indiana for the Gaming Commission.
Right.
I'm thinking they've employed about too many people at the Indiana Gaming Commission.
Well, Andy and Barney are on vacation, so these are the backups trying to make a name for themselves.
Charging into the
Goober's
senior center.
Goober's going to come in.
Right.
Telling Ma and Pa and Janet the player.
Playa.
I know.
Playa.
I think I was drinking when I read that one. It was more entertaining then. It's been a slow news week, kids. It's been a real slow news week. What else do I have?
Here, I have a rundown of.
Tell me.
I have your thoughts on the 16 candidates. 15 candidates.
Please
do. We've eliminated.
We're back to the 16th.
We've eliminated the short-fingered vulgarian, as this author calls it. So here's just a quick rundown,
and whether they're rising or falling in the
polls. Oh, where they fall in the polls?
Where they fall.
That's fine.
So Jeb Bush on the rise, looking like the Mitt Romney of 2016, pallid but sane. Scott Walker looked like a dweeb on his Harley, but hey, it was a Harley going up. Marco Rubio, still the best candidate on paper, needs to upgrade at least to cardboard. His stock is rising. Ted Cruz, just as accusatory, but perhaps slightly less crazy than the he who must not be named. He's doing well in the polls. Rand Paul, former Maverick, pre-caves on Iran deal. Looks like he really wants the nomination, but he's falling. Chris Christie reclaims Metropolitan New York loudmouth title. John Kasich, I think it's how you pronounce it. The latest project from John Weaver, he brought you Huntsman 2016, is getting a late summer launch like Ant-Man. But this moderate budget balancer has New Hampshire intrigued. So there's some parts that he might get, but he's just not going to get any. There's nothing crazy there. It's really unfortunate. When you read his thing, you're like, yeah, it's not bad.
Reasonable, right.
Kind of like when Lindsey Graham sets down the purse.
Sure.
And leaves the gays alone. The rest of it's all kind of like, aside from wanting to invade the other countries that John McCain hasn't gotten to.
I mean, it's fine.
It's not a horrible
A girl's
got to
have goals.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not clutching pearls and saying invade them. Mike Huckabee thinks that guts, guns, grits, and gravy train will get you to Iowa and not much further. Mike Huckabee went out with the Danders. What's their name?
Duggars.
Oh, and officially canceled.
I think so, yeah.
Officially canceled.
Oh, thank God.
They cut all ties with those child-touching fuckers.
So we never find out if the brother makes it through all of them.
Right.
That'll come
hashtag
in the mini,
that is not okay.
Yeah, that'll be morons.
Exactly. Rick Perry really fought with Jeb for the title of Trump Slayer. Perry 1.0 set a low bar. We like Perry 2.0 a lot better. He's just an idiot. But he's going up in the polls. Bobby Jindal, raging bull at evangelical cattle show in Iowa, and conservatives on Twitter took notice. He needed this. Because Bobby Jindal he's like Ted Cruz. He's actually defending Donald Trump most of the time.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking just listen to some of his speeches. He is just as dumb as the day is long. And it's not funny dumb. Like, you get no joy out of it. You just
it's not like Sarah Palin fun.
No. Palin.
You want one of those slugs
like
that
Jan
they kill
Brewer
cattle
fun.
With mercifully. Yeah, exactly.
K-Stitch? Aaron's saying something to me. K-Stitch? Instead of Kasich? I don't know what.
Yeah, it's like Kasich or Kasich.
Kasich. Kasich. Kasich.
Okay. Rick Santorum again falling. He has
fucking idiot
but
that one.
He really is, but his stock is going away because he's just so antiquated on everything, and he's already lost once kind of big that there's really no one willing to throw money at him.
Sure.
They're all thinking there's got to be someone fresher and crazier.
Yep.
Lindsey Graham may actually get to be the first candidate to punch out a reality television star on live television.
As well he should.
If none of McCain's other buddies get there first, but he's falling pretty fast. Carly Fiorina, we've not done a lot of research.
And nor do you need to.
And Carly Fiorina is also a candidate. That's really, I mean, when the guy at CNN just pretty much nailed, put the nail in her coffin. Wow. Why don't Republican women like
that?
That
is a great.
That's fantastic. Ben Carson, still looking for an outsider candidate who is not qualified to be president. We still have one.
Yes. Keeping my fake page alive.
George Pataki, meet the Lincoln Chafee of the Republican Party. There's just nothing to do with George Pataki.
Nothing.
I mean, Republican, well-liked, but only in New York State he's just not going to sell that shit anywhere else. And then Jim Gilmore still has the chance to make history as a footnote.
And
nicely
as
done.
Possibly
there are a
the,
lot of them,
possibly the 17th, because he's the one from your list, too, that hasn't. There's still a shot that he might make it in there, but
you're the whole list. All I keep getting out of it is,
but I do it with a song.
You gotta have a gimmick.
You gotta have a gimmick.
You gotta get a gimmick.
You gotta get a gimmick.
God, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
But
I have no idea.
I keep it the wrong line.
Bump it with a trumpet. Anyways. Once I was a slapper, now I'm Christmas. But I love that the article was under hashtag who cares. That's the best part about this.
I love hashtags, first of all. And second of all,
How about a top 10 list?
Okay.
Oh, I do enjoy them.
Yeah, how about right. top 10 hashtags of things you should know or at least pretend to know for today?
Okay.
All right.
Any day, really.
Any day. How about hashtag happy birthday to, not really happy birthday, but hashtag happy birthday to Robin Williams. Were he still alive, he'd be 64 years old today.
Still dead.
And has a great one last drama that's about to come out sometime in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
60-year-old gay man comes out to his family. Supposedly very touching, filmed, and I don't think they were planning anything big, but now they may get, it may go to the Toronto Film Festival.
Oh.
And it might get some recognition. But from what I've heard, it's pretty good.
Who knew? Who knew? I always forget that there are things in production that movies just don't spring out live.
Right.
Yeah, that takes time. Number two, hashtag flying high. Wheezy F Baby, a.k.a. Lil Wayne, was kicked out of a private jet that he chartered just minutes after takeoff. Why? Because he lit up a blunt.
Mm.
Hashtag puff puff, get out, dummy. Number three, hashtag what the gay. Scottish Pride events banned drag queens from the event to avoid offending transgender people.
This is blown up all
hashtag,
over the place.
Hashtag, how is it pride without drag queens?
Right. No, it's just asinine.
What? Say this one again?
What? Yeah.
Scottish Pride.
Okay.
Their event has banned drag queens to avoid offending transgendered individuals.
Because a little niche group of transgender people lost their mind over drag queens.
Done.
That they're offensive to them.
Wow.
I don't understand.
Really?
Drink that more scotch.
Let's go back and talk about how some trails have been blazed here. Marge, if that is your real name.
Wow. Or however you self-identify.
Right. Marge or Sarge or whatever. Like, that trail has been blazed by a lot of queens doing a lot of numbers and raising a lot
of
money
for
a lot of awareness.
And
so
a lot
you
of
just
acceptance
need to
and
right,
lot, yeah.
calm your shit down. Yep. I'm sorry, I get on my soapbox.
Wow. That's
please a soapbox. Be on your
I
soapbox. Like
it. I know,
I
that's
a
lot.
Because that's ridiculous.
Number four, hashtag no humans allowed. JFK Airport is opening up the world's first animal terminal. That's right.
I saw that. And I burst out
animal only airplane terminal, the ARC, A-R-K.
That's where Aaron will be.
At JFK. is currently under construction and will offer animals a bone-shaped swimming pool, suites That's equipped funny. With flat-screen TVs, round-the-clock vet care, and customized departure lounges.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead. Sir or ma'am. Yep.
Now, Is it ARK?
Uh huh.
Okay. Now that's one question. Not the second. Two parter here. Is it an acronym for something?
I don't know. I allegedly someone could Google that.
Well, I was going to, but I thought maybe you might have had it in your hot little hand.
I don't have it in my hot little hand.
Because my issue is that somebody else is going to blow this up, and you're calling it the ARK. It's religious. You're naming it after the. You know,
animals
the alleged story of loading up a boat with a bunch of 2x2x2 animals that miraculously everybody lived. You know, lions were on it. I didn't see sharks board, but they're alive too. But
weird.
I did see something that said maybe you could have kept the mosquitoes off that. That was in Minnesota.
Oh,
that would have been nice
maybe
too.
Maybe somebody could have killed those Noah.
No, I think they're going. I think
bag of nope.
I think they're going for the pun here.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I feel like they're going for the pun.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
You need to send me this story because I am so
quick. There's a picture,
quick Google search of it, and I got,
little grassy area.
The ARC terminal, yes, as in Noah's Ark. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. I gotcha. Right.
I think they're going for the pun.
I knew Aaron would want that. How do I get a job there? Seriously? Yeah.
Number five, we already talked about it. Hashtag dump Trump. Our favorite racist Donald Trump spoke in front of hundreds at a rally earlier today where he released Senator Lindsey Graham's private cell phone number to the masses.
Because remember when Joan Rivers and Victoria Principal were fighting and Joan Rivers just got so sick of it, she read Victoria Principal's phone number on the air.
I do not remember that.
I don't.
It just, that feud got so evil and it was so for real. And it had something to do with Andy, like Andy Gibb was involved because Victoria Principal and Andy Gibb were dating towards the end.
Pre-death.
And they were just saying shitty stuff about each other, and that's how it. That was the last I heard of the feud, and I think Victoria Principal just kind of disappeared after Andy Gibb died.
Yeah,
but just fun.
I'm gonna Google it.
Google that on number six. Hashtag VMAs. The nominees are in the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards. We'll feature this year's host, one Miss Miley Cyrus,
who, according to Trivia Crack, has never been to jail. I was shocked.
Huh? No, I kind of believe that.
I picked someone else.
I feel like.
feel like I kind of want to not, but I kind of like her, maybe. That's how I feel about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she's slowly winning me over.
I mean, she's just who she is, and she's like, fuck off.
I feel like I'm into it. And her music just keeps boring its way in a pleasant way, unlike motherfucking Taylor Swift, who I'm getting ready to go find out where she lives.
I want her to stop that tongue thing. Like, I don't, Miley Cyrus, that's annoying.
I'm not that attached to looking at her, so.
Well, yeah. It's just what's all over. Mine is that We Are
Never,
Cyrus,
Ever, Ever Getting Back Together song. I seriously just hated my ears for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever let that in.
Whatever that was. I don't know. The award show is on August 30th on MTV. Beyoncé and Ed Sheeran will be lead all artists with 3 VMA nominations each. And apparently Nicki Minaj has been snubbed.
Oh, no.
The horror.
Oh, I'm devastated.
Will she pull a Kanye? No one will know. Number 7, hashtag wanna live in Cookie's house. Apparently the actress who plays Cookie is renting out her Glendale, California home for only $3,700 a month. Bought the house in 2002 for less than $500,000 and hasn't lived there in 5 years.
That's money.
I wanna go rent Cookie's house.
Yeah.
And I wanna meet Cookie real bad.
real bad. She's a wonderful actress too.
Oh yeah.
Wonderful actress.
Number 8, hashtag hell froze over. Khloe Kardashian lands a new talk show called Cocktails with a K with Khloe. She's stealing our shit.
That's 3 K's. That's Khloe.
Oh.
And I heard her and what's this fuck are officially divorced now or whatever.
Yep.
That at all.
Oh, did you catch Nicole Wallace's epic rant over... She went off on, you know, it came through that she was not going to be brought back.
Right.
Or if she was, it would just be as like a contributor next year. And they were just, it just kept getting brought up that she didn't know her celebrity stuff. And so she's like, I promised my husband I wouldn't do this. She's like, but I've been called Kardashian illiterate. She's like, there's a difference between not knowing who they are and not caring. And she went off on like who the whole family was and how they were related and what deal she had. She's like...
Because she's a smart motherfucking lady. Yeah. She can Google this shit herself, assholes.
It was just so funny, just the takedown of it.
That's... I love her so much. I'm sad about her,
My
too.
Natural hair color is shut your whore mouth. That's funny.
Number 9, hashtag thanks Obama, because apparently he made it rain so much that the bridge washed out in California. We already talked about that. Making a national blog of some sort... And number 10, hashtag stupidity at its finest. Somebody call somebody. I don't know. A Florida gun shop owner has declared his business a Muslim-free zone.
Oh, and he is another one. Nobel laureate. Yeah. Like
so
this
some
one.
People keep Good the gays Lord. Out. He's keeping the Muslims out.
He says, I have a moral and legal responsibility. I can't believe this man can say responsibility. I have a moral and legal responsibility to ensure the safety of all the patriots in my community. And so effective immediately, I'm declaring the Florida gun supply as a Muslim-free zone, and I will not arm and train those who wish to do harm to my fellow patriots.
And so, I mean, whose interview crashed and burned, because they, like, gave him the statistics of, like, shootings in America by, like, Christians and Southerners and white teens with mental problems.
Right.
And then the number for the Islamic extremists in America, and it was, like...
4.
1,000 to like 35 or something. Yeah. She's like, so are there other like religious groups or people with like the Confederate flag that you're keeping out? He's like, I can't do that. She's like, well, how about more background checks? No, I can't do that. Like, he was just against everything. And she's like, well, how are you going to tell? Just the interview,
looking at him,
just downgraded so fast. But he wasn't too hicky looking, I have to say.
No, he looked pretty regular, but. Looking regular doesn't make it look smart.
Did you have any?
No, I got nothing.
I researched the Joan Rivers Victoria Principal story.
Yay! Oh yeah,
I'm going to read this little excerpt. This is obviously from her. This is from her 1991 autobiography called "Still Talking," Joan Rivers' book. This describes the incident and how it started, which resulted in a $2.5 or $3 million lawsuit later. This is Joan's story. Victoria Principal was my first guest in 1983 when she was on Dallas, and I wanted to know about her breakup with Andy Gibb of the Bee Gees. She asked, did you keep the ring? I asked. Well, she denied they were engaged, denied that there had been an engagement ring. At that moment, the audience and the camera disappeared, and we were like two women in a kitchen table. But you showed me one. I reminded her, you and Andy Gibb came to my dressing room in Las Vegas. You had the ring. You'd just gotten engaged. Why was it on your left hand? I wanted to know. It's my best hand. Best hand for what? I asked.
For engagement rings.
After we went off the air, Victoria said sweetly, I'll get you next time. And she did come back, determined to win, came on all vulnerable and innocent, playing the victim. But she made a big mistake early in the show that she said it was her 33rd birthday. Later, she told me she was born in 1950, the first American baby in Japan after the war. Well, I know when the war was over, 1945. Let's see, subtract that from 83 and you get, I said, oh, Victoria, you've ruined yourself again. I teased her. Okay, I was born in 1952. Or 1950 as well. She wanted to know where I bought my birth certificate. And I said, the same place you bought yours. When the show finished, she stormed off stage in a fury. But that same year, Andy Gibb was my guest, agreeing that Victoria had claimed it was an engagement ring. He said she played with the truth a little bit, but I asked him how Victoria was when they broke up 2 years earlier. He said, well, same age as she is now, I think.
That's funny.
And backing up, it was like Karen Walker and Candy Bergen, just good times.
It was the whole story just goes on, but it's so funny that how they just were going at each other. And later, she filed a $3 million lawsuit against her over this stunt about how she gave out her phone number.
And just looked at the camera and read it.
Oh, wait. After several failed attempts to get through to Principal's home due to continual busy signal, Rivers finally called the operator, asked for an emergency break into the line. The talk show host had to repeat Principal's unlisted, unpublished phone number out loud to the operator, thereby broadcasting the sensitive personal information to millions of viewers.
Yeah, that was... It was, and I think that was actually on her show, not
on the Joan Rivers show.
Because I want to say it was like 87, 88, and it was a delight. It was when she was must-see television. Like, you just, you couldn't leave the house unless you had that tape or you were watching it.
So, Amina has something up there. It says, I'm split on the gun control thing. In my mind, everyone has a right to self-defense. And the thing is that I think that that's true. I don't think that anyone kind of argues that. The problem is not everyone has a right to be smart. And not everyone has the obligation to be smart.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. Because people run out and go, look, is it the Second Amendment?
Yeah,
right,
and we don't do background checks on people. Right. So,
and after here in Arizona, you can just go to a gun show.
Anywhere in a gun show, they don't do no gun shows.
Oh, that's,
loopholes all over the country.
Oh, see, and I really thought that was a big thing here in Minnesota. There were some friends that were talking about
No, I think there's a waiting
shows.
Period in some states even at gun shows. Like,
and I feel like in Minnesota,
state,
there's definitely a 3-day
state by state. Yeah.
But like the one in Charleston, it's a 3-day, and he had applied. And the crazy thing is,
they missed every single thing.
If they don't hear back in 3 days or after 3 days, they just give it to him. Really?
Yeah, and he had all different flags on him and everything. And
it's true. Well,
like people with domestic violence charges, that's who they really want to keep away from guns, and they can't do it.
Well,
and then the wives end up shot like all
wives,
the time.
Children.
Yep.
Other people. When
Amina asks what the fuck are civilians doing with submachine guns and sniper rifles,
that's what we all wonder.
The interesting thing is that 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine that loved the whole right to bear arms. And his deal and his this friend of his, that they would collect guns. And so they had grandfathers who had handed guns down, and it was about collection. I'm like, why do you need an Uzi? I remember saying distinctly, like, why do you need that? And he goes, because I can.
And because we're human nature. Like, if you're going to let us have it, then we're going to get it.
The problem is that some days I questioned it, but I don't think he's going to use that in some weird way. But if anybody has access to that, that makes me nervous.
But imagine if there were no guns at all, the right to self-defense would be the right to take a fucking karate class all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Right, or I'm going to
hit baseball bat.
Got rid of guns in Australia.
In Australia, the Australia example is always the one that comes up, and it worked.
And I'm certainly not arguing for. I'm just
saying.
And
they're definitely a frontier country. Yeah. They did their own genocide.
Wild West and all that, whatever.
The native people were definitely treated poorly, all that shit.
Sure.
Okay, so this one was funny, and you got to watch the whole video. It's long, but it was on Dr. Drew, who I guess still has a TV show.
Yeah.
I guess no one has learned a lesson.
On HLN.
Yeah, no one has learned their lesson, and they still let him be on TV, even though we have Dr. Drew's death den.
Yeah, I agree with Bagano.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, so they had a round table discussion with about Caitlyn Jenner getting the ESPY award. And there is this guy, his name is Ben Shapiro. He's a lawyer and conservative journalist and just a douche. Okay. And just seriously, like, doesn't believe in transgender.
I mean, you just said lawyer and conservative journalist. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it says.
And he's just a complete fucktard. And he's so offensive. And he's just like calling Caitlyn Bruce and calling him and all this stuff. Well, then on the panel is, and she's been getting a lot of attention lately. She was a CBS chopper pilot named Bob Tour, and now she goes by Zoe. Transitioned a few years ago, and she's been a part of this conversation as the not so pretty that she can always get away with it, but lives as a woman and self-identifies as a woman, but isn't of that, like, all the surgery, everything.
Right.
She's that, and that ignorant comment about, well, who thinks you're a man?
Sure.
So she's sitting next to him, and he's just given this whole thing about, you know, your chromosomes say this, your everything says this, you still have a penis, you're a man, I refuse to acknowledge it. And just being just obstinate for no reason.
See, and what happened is just, like, polite manners. Like, manners say that you just call somebody whatever they want to be called. Like, whatever you say, whoever you introduce yourself as, that's who you should be in a polite...
The conversation's going around the table, and they're saying, you know, the ESPY Awards...
Or it's like, Al, he can call me whatever he wants.
Yeah. They're all saying that the ESPY Awards, it's an ESPN award. It's kind of made up. They're just trying to get eyes on the TV at this point.
Uh-huh. Right.
So whatever gets the most attention is who's going to get the ESPY Award.
Sure.
It's not terribly noble. It's cable TV.
Right.
And it's to get eyes on the TV, and they're all acknowledging, well, it did that, and if it helps a younger person, well, then they get to Ben Shapiro, who's just calling her Bruce, saying all this stuff. And everyone's like, can you just try to act like a normal human being? Well, he's sitting next to Zoe, who's transgendered, and is trying to, like, make a point, and he keeps calling her sir.
And, oh, hell no.
And she just puts, and I have the picture, puts her hand on his shoulder and says, if you call me sir one more time, you're going home in an ambulance.
That's what
the yes!
And then turns around and finishes her point. And everyone around is, and he's like, that's assault. That's assault. And everyone that's on the panel is like it or not, you're being abusively disrespectful. Like, you know that's the response you're going to get by calling her sir. Like, you know what you did, and now you don't want to take responsibility for being aggressive. Mm-hmm. And you want to just get away with it and for us to just be okay with it. And we're not. You have to be polite. You've been invited on here to speak. And everyone, like, just dresses him down on the topic. And he just becomes more of a bully. Well, now he went to the LA police, and he's suing her for assault. He's had
Oh, good.
But just comes off as a complete and total pussy.
Well, sure.
But it's just one of the... And I've said it before about the trannies that used to come into the bar when people would pick fights. I'm like, underneath,
still 6'1", 220.
Right.
Yeah.
They can lay you out.
Yeah.
Whoop your ass. I don't care if we call her sir or ma'am, but...
They didn't get...
Gonna kick your ass.
She didn't get this old and didn't sit here and drink without learning how to like take on a fight or two or a bully. Yeah. You're going down. And when whatever her name was, when she punched the guy in the face and he hit the ground, and the girlfriend screaming, I'm like, we told you repeatedly, if you keep
poking the bear,
this is a grown ass adult who's been bullied before and has clearly come out of it with a really pretty face, which means she wins a lot of fights.
Not gonna take your shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they tried to press charges, and everybody at the bar was like, he was picking on her. Like, he would not stop, and she stopped the conversation with a punch.
No.
And, oh, that's not very ladylike. Nope, it's kind of human.
Sure isn't, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was one of my... Just to watch it on TV, it was... It's fun, but it's sickening at the same time. Because here's this guy that's supposed to be so evolved, and he's so religious, and he's so conservative, and, you know, he's doing everything, and he's Jewish. He's not doing anything by Jesus. He's doing everything by Abraham or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, now you're just taking the Jewish people down with you. Like, now you're making a whole other group of people look
like
assholes.
Leave the Jews alone. Haven't they suffered enough?
Haven't they been through enough?
What was that whole 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah, I know. God, not asking for directions.
Jesus Christ. I mean, Lord.
They had to follow Charlton Heston around a movie set for days on end.
the commandments.
Oh, these 15.
Follow these 10 things.
Commandments.
You assholes.
Yeah, but what do the other five say?
That's funny.
If we'll never know.
No, if we only had that, wouldn't it be great?
If only.
If only. All right, lonely. Final segment of the night coming at you, and it goes like this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Not at all ready for this one.
I feel like that's the theme of this last hour. Thanks for your help, kids.
And nursing we call it evidence-based. Everything is evidence-based practice, EVP. Like, mm-hmm. If you don't say that, then you're just fucked.
Mm.
What's your evidence-based practice? That I'm still alive and others are dead? There.
Not dead yet. EVP. Suck it.
So just as I'm reading all these, just that the internet has just turned into a troll zone. Mm-hmm. Like when you read something online that you find kind of funny or kind of interesting, how much research do you do to make sure that it's true?
Like before posting something or reacting to it?
Like, well, yeah, before being mad about it or sharing
because
it.
Because of this show, as much as possible.
That's okay.
I mean, for real, because with the Onion and different things that
slip stuff in.
Yeah.
when all of that initially started, like, I would jump on a headline and be like, oh my God, this is fucking perfect. And then I would read it and go, we're not true.
Not so true, yeah.
Right.
And there were a few times that I absolutely read them with conviction. And then Al would look up, or Clayton would look up and be like, did the same thing. Not
yeah.
real. And I'd be like, well, son of a bitch.
Yeah, Daily Current is one.
Daily Current.
The Onion, yeah. I know, deliver, Daily but the Current Daily Current has put me under
that,
the bus.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely
And there's another
right.
one called National something.
National Esquire, like,
yeah, there's something national that'll get you, yep, every once in, yep, a while, and you're like, wait, oh.
Because they're not laugh out loud funny. Yeah, they're not, yeah, laugh out loud funny.
Well,
they're just.
And they're so close.
Yeah.
They put just enough fact in it. Mm-hmm. To,
you know, like with Indiana.
Yeah.
When gay people and getting rid of gay people, and then the Marcus Bachman story about that. I was like, well, it could be real.
Yeah.
That's what I posted about, yes, how finally he'd come out.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah. And then somebody's, yes, like, No.
And I have to say, I really, fuck, I read that.
Michelle Bachman booking the
it.
Accidental gay cruise.
Right.
That's the one that I believed.
You're right. Yeah. You're
that,
right.
Oh, they had me.
Oh.
And I just thought, that, sure, is so funny.
Sure. So, anyway, yeah. Anymore, I will, before I even become even kind of incensed by, yeah, something, I'll be like, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe all you sons of bitches. And then I'll read through and try to look it up. Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, yeah. But it's only because of this show. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm a like reasonable and reasonably intelligent person. So I think that, like,
do we all get a vote?
No.
Okay.
I'm not voting.
I self-identify. Yes.
Okay, there you go. That's right. That's
exactly
it. Self-identify is something we got to go on.
However you self-identify. Right.
I identify as a reasonable, rational, intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the sniff test at first. It's like, yeah, wait a minute. Does this smell a little fishy?
And sometimes, is it too good to be true?
Right. Yeah, sometimes it's too good to be true. Sometimes, right, it's, I cannot even fucking believe that this is happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, I this is horrible. What is the world coming to?
Have you ever been caught where you're like, this is fake? No.
And then it's
not.
Real.
Yeah. Oh. More times than it's gone
up,
that
I'm
way.
Sure,
I
have the shit shooting story, because I'm like, that has to be fake.
Right. Yeah.
Not fake.
Not fake.
And that's a problem.
The production meeting's coming.
Yeah.
Not today.
We can just cancel my bird, it's fine.
No. Yeah, so I kind of, like, go on gut instinct at first, and then I mean, if I'm really going to take a stand on an issue and I'm really going to, like, you know, put my opinion behind it or, you know, I don't want to say put my name on it because I haven't settled on a logo yet. I'm working on it, though.
Good, mm-hmm. good, yeah. good times.
Trademark pending.
Yeah. I've got a nice one with a disco ball just kind of looking at me right now. Yeah. So if I'm really going to, like, you know, put my name on it or share it or you know, try and sell it as true.
Yeah.
I want to know, A, if it actually is, because I'm not above trying to sell something that's not true. Come visit me at the bar someday.
Yeah.
You know. I'll tell you when I'm lying to you after I've got you to bite the hook or not.
Did you say bite the hooker?
Right.
Don't bite it. That's an extra 20.
Oh.
Honey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
It's just rude.
Yeah, but I will earlier. Definitely do, you know, a couple of sources and kind of look into it if I'm going to try and sell it as my own.
Yeah.
I guess what I call a user. So I usually look to, cuz I've said many a time, I am not the person who runs out in front of the fight. I'm not the person that has all the information. Everybody's got things that they like and they dislike or they want to fight for and champion. But I yield to you, and I yield to Buddy Early on a lot of things, because if I'm not really versed in it, but I realize that it's something, okay, if you're championing it, and he is, well, I feel like we got to be on the right side of this somehow. So yeah. I feel comfortable with getting along on board. But if it's something that's out there that it's completely new to me, I'll be way at the back of the line before posting stuff, because I don't, or again, unless I see a documentary on it, or if it makes national news and then I get a little bit more of a two side of the story or whatever it is, I may jump on a little bit more with that. But typically, no, I go more with what peers do and look at what's going on with that before a lot of times I'll make my own decision about things, because I don't investigate a lot of it. That's why, you know, the show was never, initially my thought was, it's never supposed to be the real serious show.
Oh, yeah.
But though we've delved in several serious topics.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Most part, yeah.
But real life jumps in so
real
much.
Real life jumps in.
Oh, sure. And it should.
And really, one of the things that happened right out of the gate, which I didn't anticipate, because we started this show in April of 12, a fucking election year.
Yep.
Oh my God, and it's almost an election.
So we did it, and then, like, we were all doing well good, and then we got into a big political cycle, and it got real serious.
Sure.
Like, shit.
And real fun to listen to, though.
No, and that's what I said, because
presidential politics are just sexy and fun.
It's sexy and fun. Yeah. And it's the letdown the day after the election, so you're like, well, now what are we
going
to
talk about?
I can't wait to be on board and be sexy and fun for next year.
Yeah, because we've worked ourselves into such a froth, and we have all these debates
many things and topics,
Yeah.
So freedom.
It got really fun,
America.
And now it's coming around again. And I think because I'm a lot more, I think I'm a little more versed in things, and I do pay attention to that more than I used to. I think. Well, and then the other outlets.
Well, I think you find the local politics more exciting too. Now I think you're more on board with, like, that band of lunatics. And,
they're everywhere.
Yeah,
it's insane.
But the local ones just raise it to a new level that I sometimes I can't fathom.
What they fight over is just insane shit they fight over.
But it's mostly ladies' vaginas and bathrooms.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And who's allowed to use a bathroom no one wants to go into willingly. That's right. My favorite thing. No one wants to go pee in there.
Or, nobody wants to go in the Walmart bathroom. Like,
if we could all collectively hold it.
In Muncie, Indiana, do they want to go into the bathroom.
Do the debate over who can use the bathroom or who can use the vagina. Either one. They're trying to figure out.
And weren't the crystals in the back of the toilet? Or I vaguely remember. That's right. Mine falls on...
It was a backpack.
Yeah, but didn't
it was left in there with all the stuff. People would go in and trade it out and make new.
In my mind, it was in the back of the toilet.
It was like geocaching for drugs.
It was hidden in the tank.
Geocaching.
Like there was a quote this week. That's my Al Gore. Snope. There was a
all hail Al Gore.
But the Al Gore internet one was one that I was always like, okay. Does he really say that, and did he really do it? And then you investigate it, and
he
absolutely did not invent it.
No.
But he was part of the people that pushed the legislation to make it something that we could all enjoy.
Right.
Without Senator Al Gore, we would not have the internet, or it would have taken a lot longer.
Access
he
to the
did
worldwide
push,
interwebs.
Yeah, was granted from a military program to civilians because of Al Gore. Like, he does play a part in getting us not... the internet, but getting the internet to us. He's like the delivery man later in the story.
Hashtag Al Gore invented the internet. That's how that reads.
Well, I actually saw him once in an interview, and I can't recall what show it was on, and he joked about that. He goes, yeah, I invented it.
Sure.
Yeah,
because it was
at this point, it's gone so far and so long. It wasn't just one of those things that just keeps getting twisted and twisted and twisted, and the left keeps making him a champion and the right keeps fighting it, that they just both end up at, he invented it, no, he didn't. That you're like, well, I'd really like to figure that out. And then there was one this week that said that Fox News called the Pope the most dangerous person on the planet. So I was like, all right, I really want to have fun with this one. So I looked, and it was one pundit on the show who was Catholic but was so conservative that he just can't wrap his mind around this Pope.
Can't wrap his mind around a Pope that thinks that you should be nice to people.
But the best part is now his thing is he wants religion out of politics. And doesn't realize that double-edged sword is coming right back at him for all the stuff that he wants in politics because of his religion that doesn't agree with the Pope. So it's a fun thing to watch, but it is the one guy and everybody. It's like Juan Williams and, Juan Williams and someone else are like, we're Catholic, we like the Pope. Maybe we should think of other ideas that don't cost jobs, but we're certainly not going to call, like... So Fox News, as the multiple people were like, no, we don't think that. But the one guy did say it on Fox News, and he is endorsed. But you do have to like look around and see, like, are we just trying to push a button? Like, do we just want to get that one sentence out there? And we on the left are just as bad as the people on the left. That was a new thing. Like, the internet is a dangerous place to get quotes from, and it gives it to Abraham Lincoln.
That's fantastic.
But a good story to read about to find out the real story is and I have no patience anymore with people that want religious liberty because of the fucktards in Portland with the cake store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Read the story of what those two fuckers did to that couple. And it's cruel. They won that $135,000 that people...
They publicly shamed them and called them out on all kinds of shit.
Shamed them, published their phone number, published their address. They almost lost their foster kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were just downright abusive to the one woman who ended up really going through some emotional distress because she thought she was going to lose her foster kids.
She was having a nervous breakdown.
So if you want to read about how shitty Christians can be, read the story of what those two did in retaliation.
I just read that recently and I'm not sure why.
They got sued for.
Yeah.
Mm.
That those emotional damages were real because they were cataloging all the things that they did. And then they made like $300,000 on a GoFundMe campaign that the women that were adopting foster kids did not get.
And again, that's why I did read that, because we actually talked about that. Again, it was the regulatory board that fined them. Like, they didn't... The gay couple did not sue the bakery. Like, it was the state that was like, wait a fucking minute.
Yeah.
Here's A, B, C, and D that we've investigated that you've done fucking wrong, and here's what you owe these people.
Yeah, for your discrimination and stuff. And it's part of being a protected class, but they were assholes.
Sure.
And just the things that they did. And they went through social media and people not looking up what they were doing.
Nobody looks past the headline. Like, the headline is the truth. You know,
so vet your stories, check the source, and don't just randomly post shit because you think it's true.
Yeah, and if it's on the Blaze,
and
it's
help your friends do it. Like,
true.
If you live with somebody who's on their phone and keeps like screaming the scandalous like headline at you, just look at her and be like, "Honey, no."
And not just that, but Barbara had posted something at one point that was very true. If we click on certain things and we repost certain things and we do whatever, it gives them
fuel to the fire.
Fuel to the fire,
sure.
And so double check it before you just kind of click on something and post it and do whatever. Yeah. Because
that is true.
Well, unless, of course, it's the link to this show, and then blindly forward.
Just follow. Follow into that good night.
You've done it again. You've wasted 3 hours of your life. You're never getting back. We hope to have you come back and join us again, but until then, we'll leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday! And Amina, I'll tell them where you're from before we start the show next week.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.